Herber, I've just been checking the shoutcast. It's back up. Are we playing on the shoutcast? Anybody in the chat? What's weird is that with the Mixler thing there, it does some weird shit with the shoutcast machine. Oh well. Now it's fucking working. I make the fix. Somehow or another, the encoder is taking a shit. There, that's good. I need that to work because it's the only way I can see my levels when I'm, through the shoutcast machines. Okay, it's working now. Jesus fucking Christ, 20 minutes in and haven't made a call and I've clicked about 73 times. And failed at most everything. Alright, so let's check this. In the seats, oh yeah, that's looking good. On top of the cover, money on the dresser, drive a compressor, top knot. Alright, speaking to the microphone, sirs, so I can check my levels here.
Hello.
That's about right. Okay, great. Okay, well, what I have here is some numbers for the Best Buys and shit, because it's Black Friday, you know? So it's still, what is it? It's just now Sunday there, isn't it, Tristan?
Saturday morning, but I don't even know what Black Friday is.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you guys are soulless and don't believe in Jesus Christ, so there's no...
Devil people.
Yeah, devil people. So there's no... So Thanksgiving and then Black Friday is when all of the retailers make all their money, essentially, the day after for Christmas shopping.
Oh, so it's not to do with Indians?
It has nothing to do with Christopher Columbus, who did not discover America.
Okay. I have no idea. I just know you guys eat turkey.
Oh my God. Here's what you're really missing out on is YouTube. If you get on the YouTube, it's an American website. I don't know if you guys have it down there. Where you, type in Black Friday and it will have pictures of Americans fighting over television sets in the Walmart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some Americans before.
Yeah.
We're civilized.
We're great people, that's for sure. So, anyways, let's open up this. I'm going to try and... So that's amazing that nobody from Australia knows about Black Friday. Well, at least...
Well,
at least
yeah.
One guy.
I thought it had something to do with Indians.
Because they're kind of black? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was something to do with, like, killing them. Isn't it like a remembrance day or something?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up on Wikipedia.
That's the Wikipedia. That will tell you what's up. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I already saw some good Black Friday things. Yeah, we celebrate Black Friday by buying things. It might actually mean something else. But I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so what I do have...
I think it means that the stores are in the black for that day.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to the red.
That's boring. Because we have Black Saturday here, but that was about bushfires.
Because the sky run black.
Yeah, a lot of people died, so it had nothing to do with buying TVs.
Oh, that's sad. All right, well, anyway. I have a bunch of Best Buys in New York. So what we usually do, Tristan, is that we call the retailers and ask for stupid shit that doesn't exist that usually has to do with having sex with animals.
Oh, like that horsey cat thing?
The horsey cat, that's right, if you've been listening to that. So we call, ask for the horsey cat, et cetera, et cetera. They don't have it, then we ask for sex, and, you know, it's just hilarity. So I have about 10 Best Buys to call, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. One, I've just recently discovered the new downfall to my prank closet is when you fart, it smells and doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. So, like, you give yourself a Dutch oven?
Yeah. It's kind of like when I wear coveralls and then I fart inside of them.
That coffee's doing its thing.
Yes, it is. There's going to be a coffee. We'll call it a bathroom break any minute.
You should switch to what I'm drinking. I'm still drinking whiskey.
Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, let's try this. I think this is Best Buy. I just have a list of numbers, and it says Best Buy.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Glendale. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad services, press 4. To speak to Pacific Kitchen and Home, press for pricing and availability, press 1. For questions for...
That's by Glendale. It's Brian speaking. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys have the horsey cat.
The what, I'm sorry?
The horsey cat.
Horsey cat?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a little... It's kind of like the iRobot thing, you know? Can you check for me?
Horsey cab?
Yeah.
Let me find out, okay?
All right, thanks. Ooh, a little
salsa.
When
it comes to holiday gifts from Best Buy, we've got you covered. With more choices, more savings, and more gifts from our extended assortment at BestBuy.com, chances are, we've got what you're looking for.
Be that hard to find a horsey cat.
Yeah, no shit.
Remember, we offer free shipping on
orders
$25 and up.
Well, let's call right back.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Glendale. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales assistant,
our hours for the next 7 days are Black Friday,
For store hours, press 1.
Shit.
Our hours for the next 7.
For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. For pricing and availability, press...
There we go. Fuck.
Hey, we're calling Best Buy in Glendale. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. I was looking for a horsey cat.
Oh, what? I'm sorry?
A horsey cat? Hello? I think she hung up. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello, I'm looking for a horsey cat.
A horsey cat? I'm not sure what that is.
It's like half alligator, shark, half man.
I'm sorry?
It's like half alligator, shark, half man.
Okay.
Can you just look it up in the computer, horsey cat? Yeah.
Horsey cat?
What you do is you open up the computer, you type in horsey cat, enter, and then wait and see what comes up. Can you try that?
On what? Kind of system do you want me to look it up? On BestBuy.com?
On the computer, yeah, on the computer machines. My kid, he says, I want a horsey cat, I want a horsey cat, they have them at Best Buy. And so here I am, you know, just trying to make this shit happen.
What is it though? What is it?
I have no
idea. CD? Is it a DVD?
Can you ask the Google what it is?
The Google. Let me ask the Google. Hold on.
Okay. What is this?
Nothing comes up under horsey cat.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, so you guys don't have one? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think we do, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay, thank you. I mean, if you could have just looked that up right away instead of making me explain it all to you, that would be much easier. I gotta call someplace else now.
Okay,
all right.
Good luck.
All right, go fuck yourself.
All right, it will. Thanks. Have a great day.
I love it when they get enjoyment out of me telling them to go fuck themselves. The Google? That's funny.
Google machine.
The Google machine, that's right. Okay. Let's do that again, but just in another area.
You can always give them the meat spin IP.
No, oh yeah.
I don't have that though.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in West Hollywood. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad services, press 4. For pricing and availability, press 1. For questions regarding a previous purchase and all other...
Did I get put on hold immediately?
Remember, we offer free shipping on orders $25 and up at BestBuy.com. It doesn't get any easier than that.
The fuck?
Full details.
I hate these motherfuckers. Just tuning in, you're listening
to
24-hour call machines.
For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For pricing and availability.
Fucking asshole. That one must be really busy, because that's the second time I gotta pick up and hang up. Okay. You want to try and order a horsey cat, Tristan?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Montebello.
Answer.
For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For pricing and availability, press 1. For questions regarding...
Oh, it smells like stuffing in here.
God. Thank you for calling Best Buy Montebello. How can I help you today?
Oh, how are you going, honey?
Yes, I'm doing good.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Having a lovely morning. Just been drinking my morning coffee. I'm actually looking for a toy for my, niece.
Okay, just give me a second. Okay, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Just give me a second, please.
Yes? What are you doing? Hello? Excuse me?
I'm gonna go ahead and place you on hold right now.
Why?
Just give me a second.
What are you doing?
Just give me a second, please.
Okay.
I'm hanging up now.
Wow, what a rude woman.
She was really trying to keep me on the phone.
Give me a second.
Yeah. Just give me a second, please. I think that maybe that Best Buy has been called. Anyway.
She's activating her tracing machines.
Yeah, I don't want that. She can trace me all the way to California if she wants. Not gonna find me. Okay. This thing here, okay. Good talk. I was just having a discussion with myself.
Nice. If I get traced, they trace me to Indiana.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, that, you know, my phone number is out of L.A.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Culver City Westfield Mall. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad, for pricing and availability, press 1. For questions regarding a previous purchase and all other questions, press 2.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Westfield. What can I help you with?
Yes, hello. I was wondering if you guys had the horsey cat.
If we have what?
The horsey cat.
A horsey cat?
It's horsey cat. Like horse and cat.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Do you know anybody who's carrying it, or have you heard about it yet?
Okay. No, not too much.
I just got my kid, you know, he's just crying for this thing. I don't know what it is. He might be confused, you know, I'm calling the source, you know. Thank God I didn't go all the way down there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything by that name, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, because I've already had my coffee. It's almost time for me to take a shit. I can't leave for another hour to find the horsey cat. All right, honey, well, you sound nice. Can I just come down there? Maybe I can just talk to you for a little while, or...
Sure.
Okay, what's your name again?
Marlene.
Okay, I'm Brent. I'll be coming down probably with my shirt unbuttoned, a couple thing, and we'll hang out.
Okay.
All right, honey.
You have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
You're going to get it in.
Yeah, I'm going to get it in something. Sure.
Maybe that's what it's all about, Black Friday.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Sex with black women.
Sex with anybody, really.
Big booty Brenda.
Big booty Brenda.
She's so hot.
Alright. Okay.
Well, I've got a complaint if,
for
Best Buy at some point.
Okay. Excuse me. Ow, shit. Oh, that was probably really loud. I'm sorry. Okay. Alright. That kind of bores me a little bit. You gotta click a lot of buttons. So what makes it funny is that we can call other countries and talk about Black Friday. Like Australia, where they don't know about Black Friday. And I just happen to have a lot of numbers for Australia. Oh, well, let's just go ahead and, we'll see if we can work the Black Friday into these numbers that Tristan's sending in.
Really?
I mean, I like the idea about going along with the Black Friday theme of the 24-hour print cast machines, but, I get bored easily. And I really like to talk about poop, things like that, so.
We did some non-Black Friday calls on Science Show.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just like making prank calls, you know.
We angered some Banshees in Perth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to do some of those.
Yeah, for sure. So, Tristan sent in a number in it looks like the UK, for a white Merc, G550. That's a gallon wagon for anybody who does not know.
These are all Craigslist.
Yeah. Oh, can't call that Skype number right now.
Oh, okay. Did I not format it right?
It says you can't call the Skype right now. What? That's fucking interesting.
What about the one underneath it? It's another UK one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I think you did.
Maybe I missed a number.
Yeah, you were short a number on that other one.
Yeah.
What's the one underneath? Oh, adult toys?
Yeah, four huge boxes of adult toys.
Hello?
Hello? Calling about the adult toys for sale? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, that one was fucked up. That was 25 cents a minute. Holy shit, that was a cell phone. I don't even care. Wow. I don't care who that was. I'm not calling him back.
That's a DeLorean.
That's the DeLorean? Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Beverly Hills Car Club. We are sorry that we're not here to take your call right now. But
is that the Beverly Hills Car Club?
No, it must be one of those stupid commercial ones posing as a person.
Fuck, dude.
Anyway, they got the BBC Radio News Desk where we can talk to them about Loggins has passed away.
I like that. Well, we'll ask them about Black Friday if they know where any sales are. Oh, let me see. Yeah, so they're going to know about the sale.
They should do.
It's happening.
We could tell them that there's a riot over horsey cats.
Yeah. Fucking great idea, Baz. I'm still waking up. I mean, it's fucked up.
So that's the advantage of not going to sleep.
Yeah, you're already on point. You already got your mind is already moving. You got your tools are already out.
I have my tool out.
I personally set my alarm for 4:55 a.m. because I usually don't even get up this early for sex. That number at BBC News Desk did not work.
Do you drop the zero with the UK numbers?
I don't think so. No.
I don't know.
No, it's +44 and then it's usually the
zero.
Yeah. Well, it looks like. Man massage. Let's see if he's got a Black Friday sale for the man massage. Shit, I'm all ashy. That bitch.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the massage?
Yes.
All right. I was wondering if you had any Black Friday sales today or coupons.
Yeah, I think I might do. Yeah, and I'm available today. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it half off today or anything? Or if I get in really early, I get a massage?
Well, are you in London at the moment, or?
I'll be flying in there in about 4 hours. I get really tense after.
Okay, okay, so, yeah, that'd be fine. So are you looking to come to me or me come to you?
Either way, as long as somebody's gonna come.
Yeah, where will you be? Well, I'm in Earl's Court. I don't know how well you know London, but where are you staying yourself?
I just kind of show up. I fly in, you know, see if I can get, you know, a massage, and then you know, see where it takes me from there. I stay wherever I stay.
Oh, I see. You don't actually have a hotel booked or anything. Okay.
No, you know, sometimes I just meet some people in the pub, you know, and then hopefully that take me home. Maybe I can get sex, you know.
All right then. Yeah, I did. That's quite good when you can do that. Well, I don't know how well you know London, but I'm in Old Court, 1 minute from the tube, so
you can come to me,
or if you get a place, I can come to you, either
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I can come in front of you, that's not a problem.
Okay.
So does it ever get awkward, does it ever get weird if I turn over and I have an erection or anything like that, is that?
No, that'd be fine, yeah.
Okay, alright, can you help me out with that, or?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I'll just call you when I land.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming 2 o'clock now, so you'll be here, just before 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know, I don't know what airport you're coming from, but do you know approximately what time you may be in Earl's Court?
7.
Okay, that's fine. I can keep our slot vacant. So you'll just give me a call back around about 6 or 7 when
yeah, right when I hit the tarmac, I'm going to call you and come straight in.
Okay, would you be coming via the tube or get a taxi?
Yeah, tubes, yeah.
The tube. Okay, that's fine. I'll send you a text in a moment with my address and directions. I'm only 1 minute's walk from those core tubes.
Sounds lovely. I can't wait.
Well, where are you coming in from? What country are you in the moment?
I'm in Africa right now.
Africa. All right. Okay, that's fine. Just give me a call back when you've landed and you can come over then. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you later then.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. He was down. He was going to help me out. I couldn't get him. Couldn't get him wound up. Call the BBC switchboard.
Yeah, he was going to get you unwound.
Yeah, no shit. He was coming to me, or I was going to come to him. So much coming. Holy shit, that call cost like $1. Fuck, that was a cell phone. What the fuck?
What the hell?
BBC
and
switchboard.
It rings, I think it's formatted.
It's good.
Okay.
But I don't know. Something's wrong with the... something's wrong with the with those people. They're dirty people. That's the main problem.
Oh, we saved their asses in World War II.
All right, Baz, I'm just going to send you a Skype message, but it's on the other side. It's just all these numbers. But it's just easier to click them out of your chat than out of my chat. That's usually what I do with the Cobra. This is going to be, Domino's Pizza in Warrawong, Australia.
Warrawong.
Is that what it's called? How far away is that from
no
you?
Idea.
Don't you know every city?
No, I'll be Western Australia, is it?
Plus six. No, what's the country code? Is it 6-1, right?
6-1's Australia, yeah.
Right.
Is it 08618?
It is 1300 is the prefix.
1300. I don't know if that'll work.
Well, we'll give it a try. Do you have to do the 6-1 or whatever, whenever you call?
If it's international. But, hang on, let me look at that. 1300. That's a 1300 number. That won't work, I don't think. I could be wrong. 1300 is meant to be like a lot.
We are closed.
Oh, why did you fucking pick up the phone then?
Because our telephone line is on, that's why.
Okay, alright, you sound like a banchoed. You sound like a banchoed.
Yeah, I can't understand what was that.
You sound like a motherfucker?
Okay, sorry about that. I can't take this call.
Alright, shit, fuck. That was a cell phone. Shit.
It was a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm gonna need some Skype.
1-300 is, yeah, it's not like a,
it's not a, it's not a,
it's directs you to the closest.
Well, whoever, what, the closest guy?
Well, it'd be like the closest shop. So if you called a 1-300 number in, you know, a different city, it should ring the local Domino's. So I don't know where that was.
Just in New South Wales.
Yeah, it would be like 1 a.m.
He doesn't know where to, what to do. What the fuck? I need to go here. Jesus Christ, I want to go.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find very many of these Australia numbers open right now, Aaron.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all in New South Wales.
So what? Oh, it's 1 a.m. over there? Well, I wonder if there's any...
Yeah.
One thing we haven't done. One thing we haven't done enough of, as far as like wake up calls in over there, you know.
Yeah.
Plenty of UK.
You know, I was thinking about that. I did a trial run for a show earlier in the week, and I'm focusing on international calls. And I was thinking about the Australian wake up.
Yeah, it might be great. I mean, they're all criminals over there, so it's, and they're all named Bruce, so. Okay, yeah, New South Wales. All right, well, so what is it, 6 a.m.? What is it in the UK? Well, yeah, I'll bounce back to this with the Best Buy thing, see if we can get a...
Yeah, UK would be early afternoon, I believe.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Downey. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press... For pricing and availability, press 1.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Downey. This is Anna speaking. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling about the goddamn horsey cat.
About what, I'm sorry?
The horsey cat. Did I talk to you already?
No.
Okay, good, because I've called a bunch of Best Buys. I just have them just going down the list to see if they got the horsey cat. God damn it. Hello?
I'm checking. Give me one moment.
All right, hurry up. He's typing into the computer there, or... Hello? No hold music. She hung up. She didn't like me to tell her to hurry up. All right, look at this. We got some, this will be a first for me. Australian wake-up calls.
Nice. Is that a Banshee name?
Yeah, I'm looking for news. Their first name is Anal.
Anal.
Thank you for calling Auswiss Migration. Please leave your full name and contact number.
Okay.
Please contact.
Hang up. Fuck. Calling M. Night Shyamalan here.
Tell him this movie suck.
Oh, shit. Guess what? There's going to be a surprise like 6 minutes before it's over. That is going to be stupid. All right, that was the 140. This is W. Morrison. Tristan's pumping out some numbers for us. Great to have you on, mate. I was.
Yeah, it's good.
Let's see. Saw some pretty wacky videos of some guys in Australia somewhere on the tubes. They call them the tubes out there, just subway, whatever.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is W. Morrison.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I don't give a shit what time is it, woman. I'm a man and I have a larger brain than you. You need to listen up. Do you understand?
I don't think I need to listen to you at all.
Oh, I think you should, ma'am. Are you ready?
And why would I want to listen to you?
Because my name is Brent Westwood.
And that should mean what to me?
That means that it should command your vagina to open for me.
Oh, it's another delusion. Take the medicine and go away.
No, you're the medicine.
Sassy.
Congratulations, man. It's your first angry Aussie wake-up call.
Yeah, that's right. Excellent. All right. This is going to be C. Morrison. Oh, maybe I should call back and apologize for being so rude. That's what I'm going to do.
I think you can win her over.
I think so.
Hi, you've reached Wendy Morrison. I can take your call.
Wendy. Oh, Wendy. This is C. Morrison. These are Australian wake-up calls for a change. I'm an international man of mystery, just in case you guys are wondering.
You have reached Telstra Home Messages 101 service of 0397897.
This is A. Morrison.
Hello?
Hello, A. Morrison.
Yeah?
How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. Who's this?
Oh, this is Mr. Westwood calling.
Mr. Wrestler?
Westwood.
Westwood?
Yes, Mr. Westwood. How are you?
I'm good. I'm afraid I don't think I know you.
Oh, I think you do, ma'am. Would you like to know me in a special way? Maybe I can come over.
I don't think so.
Maybe I can come over and pull down my pants for you? Click.
Click.
Okay. This is, most of these Australians are rather polite. 806. Okay, this is Jay Brown. We got two Jay Browns there. James Brown. See if they can, if they know about the Black Friday. We'll see if they... That's no answer. Another Jay Brown. Another James Brown.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Jay Brown? Yes, this is Mr. Westwood calling about the Black Friday sales event.
No, you got the wrong number, love.
Oh, hold on. Is this, 3563?
It's, 978635635.
563. Yeah, no, this is the correct number. I have a request here in my computer machines.
No, we don't even have a computer in this house, love.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, so then you haven't heard about our event happening?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's where I come to your house and pull down my pants.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Would you like to see that? I've got a big one. Maybe we have a root?
Nah.
You don't think so? You sound nice.
She sounded awake.
Yeah. Call back. Let's get a live one, really. That's all that matters. See, now the people in... Now, I'll give up credit to the Australian people. They seem to be smart enough to not answer the phone the second time, unlike the people in the UK every time. New news people.
You have reached Telstra Home Messages 101 service of 0397.
All right.
As you go down the list, there's poorer suburbs.
It gets poorer and poorer as we go down.
Yeah.
All right, this is B. Stevens.
So she get angrier and angrier.
That's the idea. And then right at the bottom, we've got, like, ethnic suburbs.
I love it. Yeah, we'll bank through these. I got some UK ones, too. And then we can go, you know, local.
Hello?
Hello. This is Mr. Westwood calling. Is B. Stevens available?
Past 1 in the morning.
I don't give a fuck what time it is. You're going to listen to me talk.
What's going on?
Do you understand?
What's happening?
This is Mr. Westwood calling. I'm going to come down there, pull down my pants, and then fuck your sister.
I haven't got one of them.
Oh, no? How about your mom?
Mate, come on.
Yeah, I will come on your mom. That's right. Do you think that's a nice thing to say about your mother?
No.
Why not?
It was bad.
David Snoswell would like to speak with you. Are you ready?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm going to bed.
Were you asleep?
Just about.
Just about? Were you, you know, did you have your hand down in your pants and you were kind of touching yourself, getting ready?
I live in Australia. We're sleeping As I said, it's 1:10 in the morning.
You live in Australia where sleeping is happening?
That's what most people do at this time of day.
Oh, well, not a lot of people. David Snoswell was not sleeping at that time.
Well, mate,
no.
I'm going to go.
All right, now listen. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to fuck your sister. I'm going to take a shit in your toilet. Okay?
I haven't got a sister.
Okay, well, whatever woman is close by. And then I'm going to leave the rubber in your trash can and then call the police. You understand?
I think so.
Okay. You're an awful nice man. You know that? You're a very nice man.
I can be.
Okay, David Snoswell would not put up with this.
No, I'm David Snoswell. And you have to reckon with me now.
Well, I'm
sorry. I don't put up with this kind of shite. We're from the Royal Service, you know. We're calling from the Royal Service. We're calling from London, the Commonwealth.
Yeah, we're English, couldn't you tell?
And we're checking in on the penal colonies. Make sure you're following all the regulations.
I've got no idea what's going on here.
You're a penal colony. You're a bunch of criminals.
They're all expats from Britain, mate.
And we're here to keep you in line. Make sure you're following all the Black Friday regulations.
Black Friday?
Yes. Well, are you not aware that it is Black Friday?
No, it's Saturday now.
Well, it's Black Saturday.
Whatever that means.
You guys are so far behind that you don't even realize that Black Friday came and went. And you broke all the regulations. Oh. And now you will be penalized. My associate, Mr. Westwood, will be coming to levy the penalty, and he will require that you pull down your pants and bend over.
I don't think so.
Is that correct, Mr. Westwood?
Yes, sir.
Well,
you will comply?
Hold on. Here's the problem is that we're having... I have an Australian translator on the line. Would that help you, sir?
I don't want any fucking translator.
No, I think we need our Australian translator on the line.
He said he didn't require one.
Oh, no requirement. Okay. So, can you understand the king's speech?
Look.
The man's English?
Look, listen.
I can't look at anything. I'm on the telephone.
No, I said listen.
Oh, now I'm listening. No, listen.
Goodbye.
Do I have to wait for you? Do I have to say goodbye?
No, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Oh, there he is. All right, sweetheart. I'm waiting.
No, see ya.
Fucking A. Yeah. That guy was heavily medicated or just, you know, could not give a fuck.
Oh, that area has a heroin problem.
Oh, yeah, he's all up on the horse.
The horsey cat.
Yeah, he is on the horsey cat. he's just got off the Silk Road. All right, Jay Stevens. You're just tuning in. This is, busy. All right. You're just tuning in. This is a special Black Friday 24-hour prank marathon on the Madhouse Network. This is the Brent Westwood Show. On the line, I have David Snoswell and Bruce Southwood. Check us out in the Madhouse Mibit chat, madhouselive.com, also brentwestwood.com. Then friend me on Facebook, Brent Westwood Prank Calls would be the page, and then Brent Westwood as your friend. So we're fucking doing it live. I'm going to need to take a break a little bit and refresh my, well, at least get some water, possibly poo. I'm just waking up to my wake-up time because it's about 6:15 a.m. in the morrow, and we're making some call machines. So, Australia might not work. We got England. Let's start with some of those. So, it's still really early in...
Oh, fuck.
Hawaii. Maybe there's a wake-up call there. All right. Baz is sending in numbers.
It's not formatted correctly, I don't think.
I see that. I think the colon has something to do with it. Sometimes you have to space in front or behind the number. All right, I'm going to send you another message here. As don't freak out. Also,
oh my god.
Also, don't give these numbers to anybody. They're not, gotcha. They're not for public use.
Understood.
Alright. This is Howard Boyd in Birmingham. He's probably at work. And this is a pensioner. Alright, no answer there. BT answer 1572. Okay, we're at the 3563. Let me see when the last one I called there. Right there. Okay, this is going to be L. Brown. This will be a Australian wake-up call. They're not getting upset. The criminals aren't getting upset, Bruce. Oh, let's see. J. Stevens. L. Stevens. Okay, 994. I gotta look at this last bit here. 1735. I'm trying to look in my logs, make sure I'm not double calling these people. I think I did. Yeah, we'll just go to, I know I didn't call A. Rainbow.
Yeah, that's their surname, Rainbow.
Fucking awesome.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Rainbow.
Yeah?
This is Brent Westwood calling. How are you?
Who is it?
This is Mr. Westwood? Brent Westwood. Well,
I don't know who you are.
No, we met at the store the other day and we exchanged numbers. Do you remember?
No, not me. Might have been one of the guys, was it?
Oh, one of the guys?
Yeah.
Oh, are they small, trim, tight, effeminate men?
Yep.
Oh, really? What
who are you?
I'm Brent Westwood.
Do you know what time it is here? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from the United States of America, greatest country in the world. I mean, I am an American. I'm on my American cell phone, but I'm near you, because I got the number for the young, tight, effeminate men.
All right, I'm going to go. It's in the middle of the night here.
Oh, that's okay. That's when I do my best work.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, hello?
Hello?
Let's see if she picks up. With a name like Rainbow, she should be partying right now.
She has to be into drugs with that name.
Yes.
Oh, there you are again. I'm sorry. I just wanted to call and apologize if I bothered you.
Yeah, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're asleep.
Well, oh, okay. Well, maybe I can come over and break a condom off inside of you.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Thanks. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. I think a tracer can stop me?
I think you're going to make a woman cry.
I don't know what that just came to me about breaking a condom off.
she didn't sound too happy.
Alright, this is A. Glass. Let me know if you guys want to do a couple. I'm just going to keep clicking.
Yeah, I don't know if they answer.
Well, we get you get 2-3 good calls an hour this time of the day. I'm just, wanted to show my support for the Madhouse crew. Few hours of prank calls early in the fucking morning. That's what I fucking do, god damn it.
You can try the Greek guy.
Oh, Jimmy, no, so hold on, the cranberry milk bar, because he's his number's disconnected.
Yeah, I don't know what that is now. He lives there, like in the milk bar.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, because I've tried to call him many times. He's like my favorite person. Him, and I've called that other guy, the fuck you up the ass guy, several
the
times.
The Asian guy?
Yeah, he's fucking awesome. He owns like it's like a chicken.
Yeah, it's Chucko Chicken or something.
Chucko's Chicken Restaurant. This is G. Nicopoulos. Oh, this is Greek, yeah?
I think he's it's going to be Greek for this name.
You have reached Telstra Home Messages 101.
Mm-hmm. Alright, this is Jimmy Hung. Yeah, this fucking... I don't know if you were around when I called that guy. What does he say? I fuck asshole, that guy. That's the guy.
Yeah, the gay chicken man.
Yeah, the gay chicken guy. And I was
it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I called him, and somebody else answered, because he must be using his phone for, like, the chicken shack or something. And I was like, let me speak to the... and I was like, let me speak to the asshole. And he's like, okay, hold on, I'll get him.
I remember that.
That's fucking rad. I talked to him he'll just keep on going. Like, nothing shocks him.
Yeah, he's great.
All right, this is Jimmy Hung. This is all Australia. I'm about to call the Cobra. Fucking wake the fuck up to a Cobra wake-up call. All right.
Yeah, you gotta call the Cobra and wake him up and say dirty, vile things.
We just call his girlfriend. That'd be fucking amazing. I would never hear the end of it. Okay, here. Black Friday.
So I posted one down in chat. It's a place I've always wanted to call. They're never open during regular show hours. It's the Vietnamese place in London. It's the Fat Fuck Noodle Bar.
Okay, let's see here.
You have to scroll up a bit. I can post it again.
Fat Fuck Noodle Bar in Sydney? Or no, it's London.
Sydney Street, London.
Okay. Yeah, no, here we go. This is all you.
All right.
We could call Golden Mountain Asian Massage in a little bit, too.
Vivian Noodle Bar. How can I help you?
Yeah, it's Noodle Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. My name is David Snoswell. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, it's Black Friday, and I need my Black Friday noodles. But I'm a little concerned. I have a bit of a weight problem. And I hear you discriminate against heavy-set Americans.
No.
No?
I don't know where you get this from. We never
Your restaurant. You're the Fat Fuck Noodle Bar. So you're kind of implying that people that eat there are fat fucks. I'm very offended.
No.
I'll speak to your manager immediately.
Yeah, I think it's your imagination.
You're discriminating against me.
I'm
a large person. And I've dealt with this all my life.
I'm sorry if I have caused any concern.
I look at your restaurant and I see the sign and it's calling me a fat fuck.
Why don't you bring a gun and then come and shoot me? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not a violent person.
Is that satisfy your instinct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a fat fuck?
What the fuck? He was getting pissy. He was getting mad.
That escalated quickly.
Let's call him back.
Yeah, dude.
I'll call back as your partner.
Hello, Pizza Noodle Bar. How can I help?
Yes, hello. Is this the Fat Fuck Noodle Bar?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay. Are you the lady?
Pardon?
Are you the lady?
What would you like to order?
I would like to order one order of noodles.
Okay. Chicken soup or laksa? What kind of noodles?
Do you have Pad Khi Mao?
No, we don't do that one.
Or Foo Fuck Suck?
Pardon?
Foo Fuck Suck?
No.
Oh, it's where you take the noodle and you insert it in the asshole, and then you put the penis in the mouth. Okay. Oh, she hung up for some reason.
It's my favorite entree.
They must have more than one person answering the phone.
Yeah.
All right.
The other guy was too angry to answer.
Yeah. All right. Let's call this guy. Invalid number for Charlie.
Oh, yeah. That's fucked that up. I think that's a zip code.
Oh, yeah, it might be the zip code.
I don't know. It's an Hawaiian number.
Well, they're dirty people, really. Okay, let's go back to these. We have some. I got to call Howard Glover. I just hit the bottom of the coffee. It's rather gritty. Alright. How late are you usually up there, Tristan?
What's that? How, what?
Are you like a swing shift kind of a guy? You wake up late or you get up early kind of a guy?
Oh, no. This whole year I've been going to bed at like 10:30.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So get up early and go to the gym, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Gotta work on my pecs.
Pectoral muscles. But you have legs like a woman.
My legs are pretty thick.
Yeah, like a small Chinese woman.
But I'm thick all over.
Thick all over. All right.
Chode.
That's awesome. So what was that fucking, speaking of being thick all over, what was that, that message you sent me on Skype? It was like, something, it had a picture of your wife's face or something like that on it.
Oh yeah, we were at Sexpo.
So what is that?
It's like a sex expo in Melbourne.
Uh-huh. How did she get in the picture? This is what I'm not understanding. And if she wasn't in the picture, did you do that on the fly? Or
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that you stick the your head in the hole and glory hole, I think they call it.
Oh no, the glory hole is something different where you stick your head,
like blowing these guys.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right.
So I thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah, no, I shared it with everybody.
Well, it was a good shot.
Yeah,
you know, with that dripping off her eye and everything.
Yeah. That was amazing. So is there like swingers and shit like that, or it's just you go to buy sex toys, something of that nature?
Yeah, well, there's like live shows and
live sex show. Oh wow, shit.
Yeah, and
that's disgusting. That would that is immoral and disgusting.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was. Some people were. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So you don't go ass to mouth.
No ass to mouth, but everything else is game.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
We had that rule broken a few times.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. How's business? How's the internet machines or the internet science? The business of the internet science.
Oh, it's going along. It's not been fantastic this year, but I've been too busy with lifting things.
Lifting things.
Probably neglected work.
Well, yeah, that's great to have that option. You'd rather lift weights than make money. That's fine.
Yeah, well, you know, health, wealth.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Whatever.
Really, it's all about time. That's all you got.
That's right. So...
Well, we'd love to.
We're doing the prank calling now.
Yeah, we're gonna do the prank calling now. I just haven't hung with you in a while. You know, see how you guys are doing.
Yeah, no.
It's and the sex. I wanted to hear about the sex.
Shitting in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
All right. Okay. Oh, I got a couple questions for you guys. So I have tons of shows just logged up. I was, some of them are so old, I was contemplating on just putting them up, you know what I mean? Essentially unedited. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well,
what do you guys think?
I don't have any problem with it.
Right, well, you're in fucking Australia, has nothing, I mean. essentially,
the NSA knows who you are anyway.
Yeah, right. I mean, if they really want to catch me, they're going to catch me, so it doesn't really matter.
They've already heard it all.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. Really, you know, they're like, we got more things to deal with than some guys calling about Horsey Cat and Bancho.
Yeah, I could just see that playing out in a courtroom.
Right, exactly. It's like, well, what happens is you ask to fuck the sister and then they swear at you and it's hilarious. And they're like, get the fuck out of here. The next guy's a rapist. Like, we don't have time for you.
Yeah.
Actually, sure, there's
the NSA's getting a good laugh when they hear these.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can't remember his fucking name. A guy listened to his podcast. He was on Crank Anchors and shit, and he was the, you know, yay, that guy. Anyways. Oh, yeah.
Special Ed.
Special Ed, yeah. So he,
Jim Florentine.
Jim Florentine, yeah. He's got a great podcast. But Jimmy Florentine, did a show on his podcast where he talked about all of his prank call antics and how he had the cops at his house a couple times because he was like faking an abortion, you know, or something like that. He had like a vacuum cleaner in the background talking about, doing an abortion on his girlfriend but never really got any farther than like a talking to with the police. And what isn't it in Australia where you, they have to call like 3 or 4 times or something like that? How does that work?
No, for nuisance calls. I mean, it's like they have to have a call log for 30 days and then all that can happen is you'll get phoned and told that you get your account possibly suspended.
Oh, okay.
So unless you're doing like a death threat or something, you know.
Yeah, no, and that's just stupid. Anybody who does that on this network is retarded. Okay. All right, back to the machines here. What we got is a McDonald's in Orange City, Florida. I guess this is just, I'm just going down the line of the numbers I have. See if they have any Black Friday deals on sandwiches.
Hello, McDonald's.
Hello, I'm calling about the Black Friday sale.
What Black Friday sale?
Yeah, I'm looking for Horsey Cat.
I'm sorry?
The Horsey Cat.
Oh, we don't have a sale.
Oh, why not? No, I want my horsey cat.
You want your what?
Yes. Listen, can I speak to a man? Because obviously you don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is a manager.
No, a man. Oh, no, I mean, like, because a woman's brain is smaller.
I'm sorry?
The woman's brain is smaller. So I need to speak with a man.
Hello?
Hello. I did not want to speak with you. I need to speak with a man.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, okay. Maybe you should open your fucking ears. Hello?
What?
Maybe you should open your ears.
Who's this?
This is Brent Westwood.
Who?
I just told you who I was. Is there a man
to... I didn't hear you, hon.
Is there a man to speak to?
A manager?
No, a man. A person with a penis.
We're not saying a manager, a man.
We're calling for McDonald's corporate.
Okay.
Basically, we're letting you know whether we're going to be doing a Black Friday sale on the Big Macs. We're giving 50% off to all black people for Black Friday.
Thanks for jumping in there. That was awesome.
I don't know if you've got headphones on or...
Can you... No, were you having trouble hearing?
Yeah, I think it, like, cuts you out when
Okay. You know what? That's weird. And I don't know... I used to think that it would do that, because of my internal mic, but there's something about the way that the sound peaks through my system that cuts out my mic, basically, so...
Yeah, if you got a lot of background noise, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, great. Awesome. All right. We are currently have 42 listeners. That's Shoutcast, both Shoutcast streams. And I don't know how to look at the Mixler, thing, but, what does that say? 66, I think, peoples. So we're doing pretty good. Sometimes it's just people just have it on all the time. So, which is about half the time. All right.
I think people are waking up and starting to tune in again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did. Oh, yeah. We're getting people at work listening in across the nations. International callings. We called Australia and we called some other place. London. Okay, so this is... that's weird. It was just a McDonald's. And then this is... Back to the UK. Frederick Howard, 50 Brunswick Park Road, Wendesbury, England. Oh, and it's got the postcode even. Look at that. I'm going to steal it. I'm going to see if I can steal his information. I'm going to ask for identity theft. For some reason, I don't think they're going to answer. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to take a few minute break. Baz, are you going to stick around or what?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a little bit more.
Yeah, you're sounding good. How about you, Tristan? You falling asleep at the wheel yet? Bruce. Oh, fuck, he died.
Oh, no, I'm here. I was on mute.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I'm good.
Crikey.
That happens to me as well.
No, that's all right. Just warming up.
All right, great. Yeah, well, I haven't hung up on everybody in a while, so I'll probably do that at some point during the show.
Perfect.
Gotten pretty good at the clickings. In my prank call dungeon. So, yeah, I'm gonna play a little bit of music here, and then I'm gonna go use the restroom, get some water, and make some more coffee. So, maybe like a 10-minute break. For those of you who are just listening in, this is, the Brent Westwood Show, 24-hour Madhouse prank call Black Friday marathon machine. Moving on strong. We've had Carlito, we've had Dialer, we've had a lot of guys on the Science Show. Who else was on there, Baz? Because you've been on over the night, yeah?
Yeah, I was on. I called in for a little bit of Carlito, and then Science was Sloth, Ice Goose, Spray, Lux, myself, and then Drunk PhD joined us and did some pretty good pranks.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, well, if there's any premise I can carry on, let me know. I mean, I just have the few, Best Buy numbers to try and...
Yeah, well, we had one where we called up and, complained that we tried to buy some toys like Furbies.
Uh-huh.
And got home and opened up the box to make sure everything was intact and found things like dildos inside.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. But,
well, that's how they do it, you know, the loss prevention, you buy something, like a big box of, and then you just shove inside the box, like a PlayStation or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how you walk out of there with, you know, thousands of dollars in merchandise. Or you just steal it, just walk in there and steal it. That's why it's under lock and key.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to tempt anybody. Ooh, excuse me. Okay. I'm going to turn on this music in just a second, as soon as I can find it. All right, here, and then I'll be back in just a minute. Success. Here.
You had a good shit.
Oh, yeah, actually, I completed a poop cycle. I completed a intestinal cycle. It's usually a morning thing. I like to take some time, you know, sit there maybe until my legs go numb while I'm doing my texting, you know, for the morning, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I had to cut it short, as it were, and got myself a piece of pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, fucking whipped cream out of the can. I made sure and just took a hit off the top of the whipped cream first.
Oh, yeah.
A little whip it, just to get the day going here.
So yeah, we got about a half a pumpkin pie in the fridge right now and a can of whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. So is there any holidays, they don't do, obviously, Thanksgiving in Australia, but is there anything like it? It's just everybody gets together and eats and shit, you know, basically for like an entire day. That's all. And they say that that's when, the pilgrims were touched by the Indians and pilgrims got together. Oh. Is there like a day where the boat arrived, you know, the jail boat arrived in Australia and everybody celebrates it?
Yeah, well, there's Australia Day, so I guess that's similar.
Right.
We don't eat pumpkin pie, though.
Why not?
I don't know. Pumpkin's a vegetable. Well, it's a melon, technically, but I don't know. I just don't see it working in a pie.
That's fucking delicious. Where can I mail you a pumpkin pie? You have to send me the info. I'm going to overnight you a pumpkin pie. Mmm. By the way, I'm still getting your, birthday gift or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's one a month or something.
Yeah, the year of food. I didn't realize that till after, like, the third or fourth one came. Oh, fuck. It's all kinds of granola type shit that they would have in, like, super health food stores, you know? It's good for a snack, and it's interesting stuff. It's a wonderful surprise.
A surprise every month.
Yeah, exactly, and I talk about my Australian friend, and nobody understands why I have a friend in Australia.
It gives you a crunchy surprise in your mouth every month.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of some fucking freaky weird shit, too, but like dried pear chips that are baked, shit like that.
Sounds unique.
Yeah.
Any Vegemite?
No Vegemite yet. All right. So you're just tuning in. It is 7 a.m. On the West Coast, 6:55 a.m. on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time. This is Dirty Aaron, also known as Brent Westwood, MadhouseLive.com, 24-hour Thanksgiving prank marathon. We're taking up the morning shift. Making some calls, tried a few Best Buys. We're going to revisit that for a little bit to go along with the Black Friday events. And maybe we can get Tristan to call in to Best Buy and ask for like a digital wallaby or something like that.
I've got an idea.
Oh, yeah?
If a female answers.
Female, okay. Well, I'll make that happen for you right now. This will be the numbers that Ken sent me. We're going to move on to New York Best Buys. So it's about 10 a.m. there. Maybe it's calming down a little bit. They might be a little more angry than the other, whatever that other shit was, where we were calling. I think they were California, Northern California.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Flushing. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For pricing and availability, press 1.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Flushing. This is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How can I help you?
I'm looking for the horsey cat. You guys have it?
The what?
Horsey cat.
Do you have a SKU number or a model number?
Oh, hold on. I just had the SKU number. Let me see if I can find. Can you just ask the machine? It's like, it's kind of, last year we had the half alligator shark, half man. But this year we're getting a horsey cat.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Can you just ask the computer if you have it or not?
I can't ask the computer because I don't understand what you're asking me.
Okay, well, can we get someone of higher intelligence, higher intellect to speak with?
No, sorry, you're stuck with me right now.
No, oh, I'm eating my pumpkin pie for breakfast. It's delicious.
Oh, okay, good. Enjoy that.
Okay. He sounded like kind of sassy, effeminate man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure did.
I imagine that you can call the same Best Buy back, which I'm going to try, and get a different person.
Well, if it's him, I'll take him.
Thank you for calling Best Buy.
An effeminate man is just like a...
For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press... For pricing and availability...
Thank you for calling Best Buy Flushing. This is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you going?
Good. How can I help you?
Oh, I was in there earlier, and it might sound a little bit strange, but I noticed you. And I just thought I'd give you a call, and I just wanted to tell you that your face is beautiful, like a flower.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Enjoy.
A cauliflower.
A cauliflower. Okay.
All right, that didn't work.
No, it went like a cauliflower. I think it's hilarious, and really, this is all for my entertainment. I don't give a shit. It looks like you were run over by a truck. Did you just come up with that?
Oh, no, it's like Norm MacDonald jokes.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Rego Park. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to... For pricing and...
Your call is very important to us.
No, it's not.
All sales associates at this location are currently assisting other customers over the phone. There are 4 or more customers ahead of you.
Jesus Christ. Oh, what? What? So why is it ringing?
To be transferred to a nearby store to speak to a sales associate about pricing and availability, press 1. You are now being transferred to a nearby store.
Awesome. I like this.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Flushing. This is Mike speaking. Can I help you?
Is this Mike again?
Yeah.
I was calling a different store, and they got transferred to you.
What store were you trying to contact?
Fuck. I don't know which one it was. I'm just calling for the horsey shark, or the horsey cat. Sorry. I was eating my pumpkin pie. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Then you hung up on me. It was very rude.
Okay. If you don't have a model number or a SKU number, I wouldn't be able to help you, unfortunately.
Okay, here. I have a SKU number. Do you need, it's SKU162561.
No, it's not a SKU number.
It is a SKU number, but it doesn't work in your system.
No, it's not. You seem very bored. You should probably come up with something better to do than prank calling the store. Thank you.
Excuse me. Do not accuse me of prank calls.
I'll still do.
You seem very bored. I'm going to call. I'd like to call and talk to the effeminate man. Okay. Let's try number 3 here. The thing about the Walmart and shit
Thank
like that.
You for calling Best Buy in Long Island City. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. For pricing in the
business. They're not going to swear
your
at you.
Call
like
is
they're
very important to us. All sales associates.
I'd rather get somebody like.
I can help you.
Hello, I'm calling to see if you guys have the horsey cat.
The what?
It's a horsey cat. It's like a digital animal that is kind of covered in fur. Do you understand?
No. We don't carry that here.
How do you know? Did you look it in the computer?
I'm pretty aware of what we have in the store and what we don't have in the store, and that's something we don't carry in store, sir.
Okay, well, let me speak to a man, because they probably would know better than a woman about electronics.
Excuse me?
I said I'd like to speak with a man, because they would know more about electronics than a woman. Awesome.
Remember, we offer free shipping on orders $25 and up at BestBuy.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. See full details in store or at BestBuy.com.
I don't think she's going to pick up. Okay, what are we working on next? Oh, man. Yeah, okay. It sucks, Baz, honestly. I don't like it.
Yeah. It's, not my call.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm only good for maybe, like, one more call. Can I take a
Black Friday call? Oh, you want to do a Best Buy? Yeah, Black Friday Best Buy call. David Snoswell. Yeah. Been up for many hours.
Yep, and about ready to pass out.
Absolutely. Sound pretty good for pass out, because usually when Ken starts to pass out, he goes, oh,
oh fuck you.
Yep.
Yeah, let me get back on the Skype machine here. Number that Ken actually sent me. We're on the, let's go to the, this one is a fresh one here. Glad I got a laugh out of that last one. She sounded big. Oh, we got to bring back the big, whatever her name is, big whatever. Big girl.
Thank you for calling Best Buy on Fordham Road. For store hours, press 1. For pricing and availability.
Your call is very important to us. All sales associates at this location are currently assisting other customers over the phone. There are 2 customers ahead of you.
Yeah, so we're gonna... That's how we got transferred back to the effeminate man. So here, I'll go to the... Okay, 917. That's got to be in a different place.
Thank you for calling Best Buy on 86th and Lexington. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate...
Your call is very important to us. All sales associates at this location are currently assisting other customers over the phone. There are 3 customers ahead of you.
We may not be able to help you beat the holiday rush, but we can offer our low price guarantee. We know price is important all year, but it's especially important around the holidays. Relax, knowing that if you find a lower price on qualifying products, we'll match it with our low price guarantee. You can find full details on our low price guarantee in store or online at BestBuy.com.
Okay, moving on to the next one. Ken wanted to do a call, but the Best Buy is not, they're not responding. I was thinking we could do, we need Banshood, we need numbers in London, Indian restaurant, because...
Thank you for calling Best Buy on 62nd and Broadway. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For pricing and availability, press 1.
You on this one, Baz?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Another pickup and hang up?
They did.
God damn it. That's what happened the last time. Shit. Okay.
That sucks.
That fucking... We'll try another one. Yes, here they come. Way to go, Tristan.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Downey.
Banshee.
For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad service, for pricing and availability, press 1. For questions
Your call is very important to us. All sales associates at this location are currently assisting other customers
we'll
over
go to the
phone.
Next location.
There is one customer ahead of you.
Only one?
That's better than two or three.
Yeah. Well, it'll ask if I want
to
be
may not be able to help you beat the holiday rush, but we can offer our low price guarantee. We know price is important all year, but it's especially important around the holidays. Relax, knowing that if you find a lower price on qualifying products, we'll match it with our low price guarantee. You can find full details on our low price guarantee in store or online at BestBuy.com.
Bazzy Baz, I don't know if I can get anybody on the line machine.
It's all right. How about a Banshee?
Oh, yeah, we can do a Banshee. Yeah, we can. Yeah. Tristan is, we're hitting those up. That's because
I see that.
All UK, all London.
All London. Yeah, there's no shortage of Indian restaurants in London, right?
Oh, there's like 10 on every bloody corner.
Actually pretty good, too.
They might not be open. What is it? 8 hours to 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I wonder if they're, you know, like the
like they close?
Australian ones, they're closed between like 2 and 6 or something like that.
Yeah, that was the Star of India. Well, yeah, what is it where I'm, GMT, so, or minus 8 GMT, so it's...
That's like 3 p.m. there?
Yeah.
But the Indian flavors.
Yeah, this is Indian flavors. Click. What's happening?
Hello.
Hey, Indian Flavors.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to possibly make an order for takeaway.
Yeah, for delivery or pickup?
Pickup, please. I will
collect it. Indian Flavor closed now.
Oh, when do you open?
No open. For only club open, okay?
For when?
No restaurant. Okay.
No food whatsoever?
No food.
Can I come over and fuck your sister a little bit then?
Sorry?
Can I come over and fuck your sister a little bit if you have no food? And maybe milk her titties so I can make my own paneer?
Okay.
And then you and I, we could eat the paneer together.
What?
And then... You and I, we can kiss, and then we
I'll
can
fuck you.
Eat the paneer.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, at least I got, fuck you out of there.
You got to fuck you out of him. All right.
With that, gentlemen, I'm going to retire.
All right. Thank you very
much,
guys. All right.
Fun.
Good night.
Yeah, we'll catch y'all later. Good to talk to you, Tristan.
You too. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, good morrow, honey.
Good morrow.
Love you.
All right. Oh, that guy's still on the line. Fuck. All right, so that was Indian Flavors. Now we're going to call Dawat.
Yeah, I'm going through them, and I'm seeing like a lot of them are from 12 to 3 and then 6 to 11.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Nah.
Well, they got to get up. A lot of it is...
Do you know that song?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. I'd like to pick an order for takeaway.
Yes, please.
One order of Papadoms.
One papadum.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then one chicken tandoori.
One whole chicken tandoori, yeah?
Yeah. And then also one order of banchod.
One order of?
Banchod.
Lamb chod.
No, marachod.
Sorry?
Marachod, your sister. Can I order your sister? Can I order your sister?
Sorry?
Can I order your sister? Try them out, Justin.
Mara Jod. Banjod. Banjod. Fuck your sister. Gandu. Motherfucker.
He was hearing you and swearing back in whatever fucking language. Alright. We got loud again. Alright, this is the India, UK, Banshood Calls, Black Friday, Marathon.
To make peace with the Indians.
Nice.
Hi, India.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is a man and I am speaking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I'd like to make an order for takeaway.
Takeaway. Unfortunately, it's closed now.
Oh, can I have it at 5?
Yeah, it's a big order. We open at 5:30, sir.
Oh, okay, well, can I just come at 5:30? Can I make the order now?
Yeah, so.
Sure. Sounds pretty loud in there for being closed. Is it a special party today for Black Friday?
Sorry?
Are you having a special Indian party?
Well, we have some special dishes, but there is no special deal or anything like this.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, can I just make an order to pick up at 5:30?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I would like one order of papadums, one garlic naan.
How many papadums?
Just one.
One papadum, yeah.
Garlic naan.
Garlic naan.
And a chicken tandoori.
Tandoori chicken, yeah. Main?
Yeah, main course.
Uh-huh.
And then one order of banchod with
one portion of?
Banchod.
Excuse me?
One order of banchod.
What's that, sir?
And then one order of marachod.
Sorry?
Can your sister come in front of me, you owl? All right. He's heard that one before. 855.
Sound pretty busy.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's loud in there. I hate that. You want to go over this one?
Yeah, alright.
This is a Passage of India.
Passage of India.
I just passed an Indian in the toilet. No answer, obviously. Alright. Raj Palace. Want to call the Gaylord.
We're from Mount Terry, can I help you?
How you going there? This is Joe American.
Sorry?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could make a booking for a table.
When would you like to book?
This afternoon, around 6 p.m.
For today?
Yeah, for today. I got about four of my friends. We're dressed as cowboys.
Okay, so six people, four people, yeah? 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 people, 6 o'clock. We're going to have a cowboy and Indian party.
Okay.
Now, I just wonder with payment, are you okay if we pay you with beads?
Sorry, with?
Beads. We want to pay you with beads. We can do an exchange, you know? I give you beads, you give me your woman, fuck your sister. Okay.
Oh my god, I had to fucking cover my mouth. I was laughing because it's pure hilarity. When your American accent is almost as good as your British accent. which is mostly terrible, but hilarious to me.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Alright. That's great. That was funny. Funny to me, and really, that's all that matters. Fuck everybody else. Okay, that was 700 there. So that was Raj Palace. We're going on to the Gufa. Go ahead and grab this one again. Let's see what the fuck. Where's the Cobra? Is he on yet? No. Oh, invalid number. All right, fine. Gufa. Okay, we're going to go to Spice Land. It's kind of like Iceland, but covered in
curry.
Hello, Spiceland.
Is that Spiceland?
Yes, sir.
How you going? My name is Joe. Joe Merrick.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, I was wondering, you got the pilau rice there?
Yeah, we have pilau rice, yeah.
Alright. I'd like to get two orders of the pilau rice with the butter chicken.
Chicken curry with rice, yes?
Yeah, that sounds super duper. Alright, now, I'm going to be
calling... chicken curry separate? Yeah, rice separate. Sorry, how can you like?
Yeah, that's right. And I'd like to pay for that with beads, anal beads, that I'm going to use on your sister.
Just one second.
Like, fuck your sister. You understand? Hey, yes, are you a yes, is this Mr. Moderchode?
Yeah, how are you? Are you okay?
How are you doing, Mr. Moderchode?
Yeah.
My name is still American.
Yeah, which order today?
Yes, I would like to pay for my food with some anal beads, which I'm going to use on your sister. I want your sister to come in front of me.
Which one? Sorry, boss.
Your sister.
That's, right? Chicken curry, yeah?
Yes, and your sister.
Sorry, I don't understand about that.
Okay, I am going to fuck your sister.
Yeah?
Yeah. You are Banchod.
Okay.
Yes, you are Madachod?
I don't know.
Alright then, this isn't really going anywhere.
Hello, sir. Hello, do you speak English?
A little bit.
Okay, can I? I want to make sex.
Make kebab.
Make sex in your mom, in your mother. With my dick, in her sex.
I don't know, you come in the shop, yeah?
I'll come in the shop and come in your mother.
Yeah. You come in the shop, this is Spiceland restaurant, you know that?
Yes, and then I want I want you to come front of me.
Yeah, you come in the shop, what food you like, I give you, I make it for you.
Okay, you're a stupid fuck. Do you understand stupid? Stupid. You are stupid.
Sorry, boss, this boss is not here, that's why.
Oh, because you're the stupid dishwasher.
This way.
Put down the phone.
Boss is not here.
Put down the phone. Put down the phone.
Can you say vagina? Damn it.
Fucker.
Alright, that didn't
This
work.
Is Spiceland. Yeah. He didn't even speak Australian English.
Oh, he didn't speak American English.
Yeah, Tamarind. Yeah, this is the Tamarind.
Yeah, it did sound Italian. Cactus, that's right.
Thank you for calling Tamarind. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jose. How can I help
you? Yes, sorry, who am I speaking with?
Are you speaking to Enrico, receptionist?
Oh, Enrico, that's right. So you work at the front, that's...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was in there before. I was the man with the blonde hair and the monocle. If you notice me walk past.
No.
I kind of waved at you before.
You have?
Yeah. I was there probably about half an hour ago. I walked past. You didn't see me there?
No.
Was in the suede jacket. The suede jacket. Oh no! I just wanted to let you know that I thought you had the face of a flower, a beautiful flower.
Thank you.
A cauliflower.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Anything else I can help you with?
What time do you finish work?
5 o'clock.
Would you like to go for a drink?
I don't really know who I'm speaking to.
It's Mike.
It's Mark.
Mark
doesn't really ring a bell for me.
Monocle Mark. I've got the blonde hair, the suede jacket. We can go for a drink afterwards and then do some vaginal fisting.
And what, sorry?
Vaginal fisting.
Sorry, you're cutting off there.
Some vaginal fisting.
Yeah, I'm not really sure because I'm not like,
You'll enjoy it, trust me. I'm very gentle.
No, thank you.
Are you sure? I can spit first.
Okay, that's very great.
I promise, it won't hurt.
No, thank you.
All right. Bye, honey. I love you.
Okay.
No. It won't hurt. I don't know what that was, but it was awesome.
She just sounded like really unsure or scared, probably.
Yeah, no, I would be scared too. The blonde in the suede jacket, like, I'm already afraid. All right, that was the Tamarind. This one, that must be a like a hotel or something.
Yeah, she wasn't down for me spitting on my fist.
No, she wanted it in dry. That's what it seemed like to me. Oh, we got a busy in the Punjab. I'm regrowing my beard. It's fucking itching on my headset. Okay.
I can't grow a beard.
No?
No, well, I mean, I could. It just looked weird.
Well, you know, it's... Some people just... I have a gift of beard.
Well, I'm tall, so, like, if I have a beard, I'd look like Hagrid. Oh, Mr. Potter.
You look like Gandalf.
Yeah, something like that. I think my wife would be up for that.
You think she'd be down with the Gandalf?
Possibly. It's all about the ring.
and where the ring belongs. All right. Okay. All right, let's move back to my numbers machine here. These are all... recopy them and post them in the Skype chat between you and I. Oh, no, shit. What? How did I delete? What? Okay. So, we called the McDonald's. Okay, this is Frederick Howard. This is back to the UK. Just get somebody... What the hell happened here? Frederick. Where is Frederick? There it is. This is just a wind-up call.
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to make an order for pickup. I'd like one tandoori chicken, one order of Papadoms, and one order of garlic naan. Hello?
I think you've got the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. She's right back up.
That took a while.
Yeah, she didn't. She just waited for me to finish.
Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry. The woman I spoke with on the phone hung up on me?
Yeah?
Is that you?
Yeah, what would you like?
Yeah, I would like to make an order.
What for?
For food.
You've got the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this not the restaurant?
No.
Oh, what is this place then?
You've got the wrong number.
It's a personal residence?
She's not forthcoming.
Yeah, I know. Just tell me. Tell me who you are.
Hello?
Hello. Can you just tell me who you are so I can make understand why am
I... No, can you stop phoning back?
No, listen. You sound Australian. Why are you answering the phone? I think she said call back. She did sound Australian, didn't she?
Yeah. Whoa. That was nice.
Oh, fucking A, that is...
That woke me up. like you already had a shit. I haven't.
That's funny. All right. William Baird? She just screamed into the phone. Oh, fuck.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Okay. This will be William Barnett.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Barnett residence.
Who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Mr. Westwood.
From who?
From who? From America, the greatest country in the world.
Well, what do you want?
I would like to speak to William.
What about?
About the special deal that we have going on. It's actually business between men, not for women's ears. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, just hold on then. I'll see if he wants to speak to you.
Oh, thank you. Hurry up.
That was good of her.
Yeah, good. Good. She's a good woman for listening to the man.
Can I help you?
Yes, good morning, William. Or good tomorrow, sir. How are you?
What are you after?
I just wanted to give you a nice call and talk about the business that we discussed earlier, the business between men. I did not want your wife to hear about the order that you placed for.
I've never spoken to anybody in America for years.
No. It's not. It's just it was order that was placed online in your name, for the 73 black horse dildos, horse penises.
Nothing to do with me, sir.
No, it wasn't you?
No.
Well, but it was placed in your name.
Well, nothing ordered by me, I can assure you, in America.
Okay, well, right, but it's going to be sent. The whole order is 4 Aorani Street, Dundee, Scotland.
Sorry?
Is that
say
you?
That again?
4 R. Downey Street, Dundee, Scotland.
And what is this for?
This is for 73 horse dildos. Horse penis. Horse dick.
Horses?
Horse dick.
What's that?
What's that? A horse dick? A cock?
Get off the line.
A horse cock.
Get off the line.
A horse cock.
Give me your number so I can get this traced.
Okay, you want my number?
This is a pornography.
This
is nothing more or less.
73 horse cock.
Get off the line.
73 horse cock. Hello. Pick up the phone again. Hello.
We're still on the line.
Awesome. I didn't realize it was Scotland until I looked down and saw the address.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cock, I guess, is what they say in Scotland.
It's pornography.
So is that Sambo in your avatar there?
It's actually Little Black Sambo is Indian.
Oh, right.
I didn't realize that until I Wikipedia'd it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was William Barnes. Let's call William back. He sounded like he was game. You should call back as a supervisor.
Hello, this is the supervisor for the horse cock department.
Luke, I'm getting the police on you, folks. This is a nonsense.
Listen to me. You've already been charged. Your credit card has been charged for horse cock. Now we need to clear this up.
Anything off my credit card, you don't know its number.
We need to clear it immediately.
Right, what is the number of my credit card?
We cannot give you that information for privacy reasons.
Yes.
Now you've ordered 72 horse cocks.
What is the number of your card you're going to charge?
They've been shipped out today.
Sir?
They're being shipped out today, sir. 72 horse cocks.
What have you charged my credit card?
We have charged you.
The police onto you.
For $2,483. US dollars.
$2,483.
That is correct for your horse cocks.
If there's anything taken off my account, the police will be on
Listen,
you. Can you give
do you
me
have,
your
do
name?
You have Alzheimer's?
Can you give me your name? Your address and how the police can contact you.
Yes, my name is Mike.
Mike what?
Hunt.
Hunt, yes.
Yes.
H-U-N-T.
Yes.
And the address?
Yes, 63. Horsecock Lane. Now, you'll be getting your horsecocks tomorrow.
That is not an address, sir.
Yes, and you'll need to sign for them, each
you
one
tell,
individually.
Look, you tell me what number you've taken that money off.
It was off your credit card, sir. You placed the order online
number?
For the 72 horsecocks.
What's
now, you'll need to
number?
Sign for these ones individually. They will be delivered one at a time.
Get stuffed!
Throughout the day.
Get stuffed!
Now, we're going to be sending them with three different courier companies.
All right. That was awesome. I think that was a good choice to call that man back. We'll let his blood pressure lower a little bit.
Well, they get angry when they talk about money with Scots.
Oh, yeah, because they're all cheap fucks, yeah?
That's Scrooge, yeah. What's that, duck?
Scrooge the duck. Duck. Six-two-three. Trevor William with Stoke-on-Trent.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Shit.
Horsey cat.
Okay, here's call to Walmart. What about the, alright, that was, 7623 Stoke-on-Trent. Let me find that right here. Okay, Beverly Williams.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Williams.
Sorry?
This is Williams, Miss Williams?
It is, Mrs. Williams, yeah.
Beverly, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, nice to hear. Okay, this is Brent Westwood calling from the Horsecock Delivery Department. We will be having a courier sent with your box of 24 horsecocks. Should be sent to your address. Should be there maybe by Monday, Tuesday. Are you ready for the shipment?
Yeah, from Medicare.
Well, no, actually they're built in Afghanistan of high quality rubber, and each one is loaded with one shot of semen. So once you're done with it, you just throw it away for a full natural feeling.
Are you having a laugh or what?
No, we're just going down the list of the orders that were made. It was a special Black Friday sale for horse cocks. They were 50% off and free shipping. So we're calling all of our orders to make sure that they're going to be delivered. Proper receiving, do you understand?
Say this again.
Are you understanding what I'm saying, ma'am? We have it down here. Williams, 7 Campbell Avenue, Stoke-on-Trent. Is that correct?
What is it for?
For horse penis. Horse cocks. It's like a rubber horse cock.
Do you know this record's been taped, this message? This is a police officer's house.
Oh, it's a police officer's house?
Yes.
What's your badge number?
Never mind my badge number, mate. We're just tracing this call now. That's why we've held you on.
Okay, well, that's...
If you ever phone this house again, I'll kick your frigging teeth in.
Oh, a police officer is threatening me. Where should I report you to, sir?
Hey?
Where
you want? Destroy you out of this world, you do.
Here's the understand.
Keep talking to me while we're tracing it.
Here's the understand.
Does he still want the horse cocks or not?
Yeah, do you still want the horse cocks? Listen, we're not... We have an order for 24 horse cocks, 2 cases, 50% off, free shipping. Do you understand?
We've got you now, so you'll be hearing from us.
What are we going to hear?
He wants to order more horse cocks.
Hello?
We've got an order, and this is Deborah Williams.
Just use the tracer machine.
So what? I hope they call me back.
Consequences.
Yeah. Okay. This is Beverly Willis. She actually did call the police. That's amazing. But for some reason, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, because what are they going to do? Like, kind of, oh, let's take the report. Oh, yes.
The 24 horse cocks. They ordered them. Here's the confirmation number. Here's the address. And then if they start asking for information, you're just like, oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's not real. I can't give you that information, sir, without a search warrant. Okay. Alright, you hanging in there alright, buddy?
Yeah.
What is it, 1 a.m.-ish?
I'm waiting for, Pastor Kroger to wake up. What time is it now?
I don't know. Why isn't it's almost 8. I'm not gonna... I don't know what his fucking deal is, dude. He is not awake yet. And I don't like that. Alright, that was Beverly Williams. Linda Roberts, also Stoke-on-Trent. See if she wants some horse cock. The theme has always been horse-oriented, really, around Thanksgiving.
Hello?
Hello, is this Roberts' residence? Linda? Oh, he just hung right up. I like the guy, whenever I call him, he goes, I fucking hate Americans.
Hello?
Hello. Robert's residence. Okay.
He must not like Americans.
Let's call him back. I'll just yell horsecock.
What's his name?
It's just Linda Roberts is the name.
Yeah, I can see if he likes Australians.
Oh, okay. 779 Lightwood Road, Stoke-on-Trent. It's not picking up. It's not working.
Oh.
Donald Gordon. That's formatted wrong. James B. James. 46 Oldfield Road.
His name is James James.
Yes. I think he wants to speak with you, sir.
Jimmy James.
Jimmy Jimmy. So many Jimmy awesome Jimmy. Names. They're like Richard Richardson. Richard Rich. Dick, Dick.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how you going? I was just wondering, is, James around? Because he told me to give him a call.
Sorry?
James told me to give him a call. I was just wondering if he's around.
No, he's not.
Oh, do you know when he'll be back in?
What a fucking bitch.
Wow, that's rude.
Yeah.
Maybe that's her surname, and maybe it's like James and James.
Very fucking interesting. All right. Yeah, it's a little bit of a different scene here in the, it's a big shift for me to be doing a morning show because, well, it's the morning and so my usual time zones and who I usually call, aren't available, but we're pressing forward anyway. Trying to get a hold of anybody in the UK that'll pick up, talk about some horse cocks, which has turned out to be funny. Action required, your subscription, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I know what's happening. Okay. Alright, so if you're just tuning in, this is the Brent Westwood Show on the 24-hour prank call marathon live network machines. On the line we have Bruce Southwood.
Yep.
Myself, Brent Westwood. We're cousins. So, it's fine. Have you been using the, Bruce Southwood Facebook page much?
Oh, no, not really. But, it's alright if cousins have sex.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, it's in legal. There's somewhere. Second cousin, after that is legal. Is that Australia or Alabama? I can't remember.
I think first cousin's legal.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
As long as you don't have a baby.
Yeah. All good.
All right.
So we got Rose James.
Rose James, you see him there?
Yeah, I'm seeing she's an old lady.
It must be. An old woman, that's right. Yeah, you're following along well, sir.
Like me an old woman?
Who doesn't? I used to have a roommate that claimed to have sex with an 84-year-old woman.
Worried about breaking their hip or something.
He was a sick fuck, obviously.
At least I can take their teeth out.
Hello, you're not available now. Please leave your name.
All right. Andrew Cooper.
Even Andrew on him at the moment, but please do leave a message. I will get...
Get off the line! George.
He got wound up.
Yeah, he did get wound up. That was awesome.
Mm.
Oh, let's see here. Lonesome, something about +57, +2, then enter apartment number. Okay, oh, that's in Colombia? I'm not going to call Colombia. Okay. Okay. Lots of numbers there. Then we will move on back to these numbers. Here we go. Guam. We got some Guam. That'll work. What time is it in Guam?
Probably 3 a.m.
Oh, no. Guam is actually in the same fucking time zone as Australia.
Yeah, if that's why it's 3 a.m.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the military base would be open.
So no restaurants, you think, huh? No Outback Steakhouse in Guam?
No, unless they're making a really early morning steak.
Uh-huh. These are all restaurants in Australia. These are fucking excellent numbers. I wish I... Oh, here we go. Some more English people. What's that? Okay. Got them there. Boom. Yeah, I got no problem when I got numbers. I'll make calls all night long. It gets, it's no fun. So this is Push a Pecan. I don't know what this is. Actually, it's in Washington. Yeah, I can't even fucking read what the fuck that is. Whatever, we'll just talk to them. Maybe they're Bantuits. Patel.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this the man? Push a Pecan?
Who is it?
This is Brent Westwood.
About what?
Are you the Bantuit?
You want to do what?
Are you the Bantuit? Must be a Bantuit.
Are these like residentials?
It must be, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, this is in East Seattle.
Hello.
Hello, I spoke with a man a moment ago, and
the phone is being recorded, and it'll be sent to the police, so you'll hear from
me. I got disconnected. Okay.
No, you didn't get disconnected. You've been recorded, and you'll be hearing from the police.
What is the matter, sir? I don't understand. Call to order flowers, and you hang up on me. Okay. Everybody, you know, seems like everybody I speak with has a phone recorder. That was the first time, though, when we called the people, the London people, that I've actually had them call, and there was what sounded like a legitimate trace.
Oh, I think he was just, like, pressing buttons.
He very well could have done that as well.
Probably just...
So this is Mike and Varsha Mayer Patel. Mike Varsha, I don't know. What is that?
Mike and Varsha.
Varsha. I am your Varsha.
Hello.
Hello. Varsha?
Wrong number.
No, hello. Don't hang up. Damn it.
Okay, so...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5-0...
Right. But you got to see the date on these?
Oh, okay.
They're just old. They're leftovers.
Richard Mellon.
Hi, you reach 509-443-5862.
Uh-huh. All right. Richard Mellon. You want to have a go with Richard Mellon?
Is this, who'd you just call then? Didn't you just call Richard Mellon?
No, I called that Varsha number back.
Oh, okay.
The 509. That's the area code I went to high school in. I went to high school for 2 years, Tristan.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fair of it.
I got kicked out for drug abuse, sir. Oh, that
steroids.
Well, yeah, it was aspirin, actually. I was addicted to low dose aspirin.
Scrawny out smoking it.
Yeah. Richard Mellon.
Richard Mellon doesn't answer his phone.
No, it didn't even go through. It was just I was on waiting. Skype is slowing down. Well, actually, it's probably not Skype.
Oh, you okay. Richard Mellon.
I don't have the problems with Skype that Carlito has for some reason.
Hello?
Hey, Richard, how are you going?
Who's speaking?
Oh, how you going? It's Peter. I'm just calling about the order you placed with us yesterday.
What is that?
Just the order you placed online. Just letting you know that we've processed that on your credit card and we're going to be delivering it Monday or Tuesday. Just make sure someone's home to sign for it.
What is it?
It's 32 horsecocks.
No.
Yes, it was ordered to 40 West Road, Lancaster, England. They're coming from Australia.
No, you've got the wrong number, mate. This is not that address.
It's not Richard Mellon.
Mellon?
Richard Mellon is the order.
Mellon? Mellon?
Yeah, Mellon, yes.
No, not Mellon.
Your last name's not Mellon?
No.
Do you go by Dick Mellon?
No.
I'm sorry, this is the supervisor. It's Nolan. Excuse me, we're on to the next one.
Richard Nolan.
Yep.
Arthur, I was reading the wrong number here. So you're 17 Brentley Cres, Morecambe, England.
Yeah, what have you ordered?
Yeah, sorry, that's the right address. Yeah, no, you put an order through yesterday for 32 horse cocks. They're going to be shipped. Horse cocks. They're getting
horse
sent directly.
Cock.
Yes, they're getting sent directly from Western Australia.
No, nothing new, mate.
And they've been charged your credit card though already.
Well, you better get it back then, mate, because somebody's ordered that and I haven't.
Well, are you sure? Maybe your wife ordered
them? I'm positive, mate, because I was at work all day yesterday.
Well, is it possible that your wife ordered them? Because
nobody.
It's just under your name and your address, your credit card details.
Well, somebody's got it somewhere, mate. I've not ordered anything like that.
Well, look, they've already gone through dispatch. So when they arrive, if you could just send them back to us in Western Australia, we'll be able to process a refund for you.
Yeah, well, I don't know where that's come from, mate.
All right, so it's be 32 horse cocks, just so we're clear, so you know what they are when they arrive. Horse cocks.
What the fuck are they?
Well, you know how you eat horse meat, and that's, we've been selling that for most of the
Australia.
No,
it's not me,
it's
mate.
It's the horse penis, the Asian.
No, not me, mate.
For virility.
Is this a wind-up, mate?
No, they actually eat them.
Well, I don't really want them, mate, and I've not ordered them.
Well, you've ordered 32 horse cocks.
I haven't ordered anything, mate. I've just told you I've been working yesterday, all day.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm just letting you know that we've already dispatched them, so they will arrive on your doorstep.
You must be able to trace one and send them back somewhere and
three for my money, how much should I pay for them?
Yeah, well, it's actually $2,000 worth of horse cocks.
$2,000?
Yeah, $2,000. There's 32.
You're winding them up now, aren't you?
No, I'm not winding up. There's 32 of them, and they're a decent size. Well,
I haven't ordered anything, mate, so you better stop that, and we put it in my account.
Well, as I said, I can't actually stop that. When they arrive, what you're going to have to do is take them out of the box and repackage them in ice.
So no way, mate. This is a wind-up.
It's not that hard. No, it's not a wind-up. This is serious business because these are expensive horse cocks. Well,
I haven't sold anything, and I'll tell you what, I haven't disclosed anything on my credit card.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what you're saying. Maybe you got drunk last night and you thought it was a laugh.
Listen, mate, don't tell me what I did. I went to work yesterday.
Maybe you've got Alzheimer's or something and you forgot, but you've obviously made this work for horse cocks. No, it's not. But what we need you to do is repackage them in ice. I'm not so repackaging take out the horse anything, cocks mate. out of the things and just put them into ice.
Listen, if you take the money out of my account, I'll be suing you.
Well, you could sue us if you like, but you place the order for the horse cocks.
I haven't placed anything, mate. I wasn't even here yesterday. I was at work all day.
I've got the order right here. It says Richard Mullen, 32.
But obviously somebody sent you my email stuff. I'm then ordered it.
Well, you know, I don't really know what you're going to have to do here. I'll put you through to my supervisor. He might be able to deal with it.
Too.
Brent, can you please take this call?
Yes, hello, sir. I've been monitoring the call. I'm sorry. let me make sure.
Listen,
I have
mate,
the...
I haven't touched anything like that, mate.
Oh, I'm the supervisor.
Got my details from somewhere and ordered it.
Can you just shut up for a second while I'm trying to get this worked out? Okay. I just need to verify who I'm speaking with. Is this Richard Nolan?
Speaking,
yeah. And then I'll just give the postcode because I don't like to give out too much information. LA32BT, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Somebody's
obviously got my details, mate.
Yeah, no, I have your information here. We have an order. I mean, it's clearly...
Yeah, I know you have, but somebody's obviously ordered it on my behalf, and I haven't ordered anything. It's due to take money out of my account.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, we don't need to make any threats, sir. I mean, you know...
Well, I'm not making any threats.
This call's being recorded. You're getting awful...
$2,000 out of my account, you just told me.
Right, yeah. You're getting very threatening tone with me, and I'm just, you know...
Well,
I'm
because wouldn't you? It's $2,000, right?
Well, you know, really, so here's the thing is that we hear this a lot, honestly, because we're in the business of selling dildos. We're in the business of selling large dildos.
Yeah, I know you are, but I
and this sort of thing.
That, and
so
I wouldn't know a website. A lot of people, such things.
A lot of people, it's horsefuckers.com, but a lot of people, you know, they deny ordering it. You know what I mean? They don't want to talk about it. It's a private matter, and we understand.
Well,
so,
I understand that, mate. But listen, I haven't ordered anything.
Here's what I'm gonna need you to do is just, there's a code that you enter in the telephone to cancel the order. And so I'll give you that code after I have a series of questions and then we'll get through this. Okay, sir? As far as I know,
is this a wind up, mate, or not?
There's no wind up. I'm not sure what you're speaking of.
I'm appalled that for such amount of money that I haven't even verified that, so
there's no money has been exchanged, sir. That's why we make, what happens sometimes.
How can you dispatch something when I haven't even ordered anything?
I haven't dispatched anything, sir. You're rambling on about you're not listening. Can you just shut up for a second? All right, Richard,
told me you dispatched it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it is dispatched then. I'm sorry. I'm just going by the
information.
What
is what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I guess, you know, you can just make a return label, you know, on our website, and then...
Yeah, I want the money back. I'm not bothered about the bloody horse cocks there, yeah?
Huh? You're not bothered by the horse cocks? Oh, you want... So you do want the horse cocks, but you want them for free?
No, I just said I want my money back.
Oh, okay.
Because I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what to do here, sir. You're just going to have to wait for them to come in the mail and then send it back.
This must be a wind-up, mate.
And I'll get you... We'll get you a refund as long as we return our products unused. We get a lot of this, sir, where people...
Well, if you get a lot of it, you must check them, mate, because I haven't ordered anything.
That's why we're calling.
And I've not released any funds of that amount to anybody.
That's why we're calling to make sure that this is a credible order. Because
it's not a credible order, is it?
Apparently not, sir. But
obviously not.
So the computer already sent out the order, so there's not a lot
we
can do.
If you take money out of my account without my authorization...
We could offer you possibly a refund of maybe 50% if you're unhappy with the product.
I don't want anything coming to my door, mate, and I won't be in because we're working all the time.
You'll be able to keep the horse cocks.
This is what I'm saying to you. I work.
Yeah. We need someone to sign. Yeah, we need someone to sign for them. So if we can send them, can we send them to your work? Can we get your work address?
No.
Because then we could just send it there. If you're going to be at work, you can sign for them at
work. No.
What have you got, a receptionist? Could she sign for them or something?
No, nobody. I don't have a receptionist, anything. I work for the government.
Okay.
Maybe there's someone you could speak to in the office then that could, listen, could work.
If you've got a tracker on that, you can stop that order.
Well, but, I mean, we really have, well, there's, no, see, no, where we just,
by sending it.
We've gone over a holiday, we, you know, the company that I'm based in is in America, and we've just gone over the holiday,
well, what holiday?
The Thanksgiving holiday, where,
right, well, listen, I wasn't even in the house yesterday.
Black Friday event.
Mm-hmm. So we must have got my details.
Well, what it was is it, what we can do is we can discount the order 50% now.
I don't want anything discounted. I want my whole money back.
Because it's Black Friday. You know, we have lots of sales.
Well, you might do. But what I'm saying to you, you said to me, I've never placed an order yesterday. Well, I can tell you, I was at work all day yesterday.
Well, how do you know that you don't want them if you haven't tried them? You're more than welcome to try one.
I'm telling you now.
Take one out. And if you're unhappy with the product, you're more than welcome to send it back for a full refund.
Yeah, this is some of our...
You might actually enjoy it.
Yeah, this is some of our best products, sir. They come preloaded. They come preloaded with...
If I want something, I will order it.
They come preloaded with warmed semen so that at the end you can just squeeze the end and it will ejaculate inside of you for a natural feeling.
You're winding up now, mate.
There's about 11 ounces of semen.
Yeah, well done.
In each one.
Yeah, well, if that's what like you like, that's what you like, and this is a wind-up, isn't it?
There's no wind-up here, sir. We're just trying to explain the product to you so you understand the value that you're getting, you're receiving with our high quality.
I'm not receiving anything, mate, because there won't be anybody here to receive it.
Well, no, what you do is that the way you receive it is that you put it in your anus, and you pump it, and then you squeeze the ball, and then it will ejaculate for the horse cock.
If you've got a problem with the size, you also will be sent 3 of the pony cocks for Black Friday. That's our special deal.
You can start with the pony cock.
What's your company?
It's horsefucker.com.
Right. And where are you based?
We're based in Dearborn, Michigan.
Well, you just told me from Australia.
No, he's from Australia.
Who is?
The man on the line. He's...
Yeah, the horse cocks are dispatched from Western Australia.
Right.
We're international business machines doing business as horsefucker.com.
Right. Well, you better cancel my order, don't you?
What?
You better cancel it.
Come for what?
Come to it. My order.
No.
I've ordered such a thing.
You have?
I haven't.
Well, here's what you can do. You just get it in the mail. You pull one out. You try it on yourself or maybe your wife there. And if you're into women or if you're into, obviously you're into horses. We understand you like the horse. Horse.
No.
Pony.
Goodbye.
Okay. Pony. Sir? Horse. Okay.
That guy's a bit dim.
Yeah, no, that went well, though.
you just didn't even get it, even with the pony cocks.
No, pony, that was fucking brilliant, dude. You can start with the pony cock. Oh, 3-6, that guy stayed on forever. Alright, David Richardson, moving on for the pony cocks. As long as we keep up the horse theme, I think that we're in keeping with the holiday tradition over here.
Hello,
is this David Richardson?
No, it's not, sorry. Who's calling?
Oh, okay. This is Brent Westwood calling about for the order confirmation for your order to be made for delivery.
All right, he's not in at the moment. He shouldn't be too long if you want to ring back in half an hour or an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just calling about the order of the horse cocks. It was buy one, get one free sale for Black Friday in America.
Right, I'm not sure about his purchase, sorry.
And then so...
To talk to him.
Well, I just want to make sure... Somebody just needs to be there to sign, so I just need to make sure that that's going to be ordered. It was it was 2 cases, 24 horse cocks. They're all 16 inches long and 3 inches wide, ready to be delivered. Are you ready to receive them?
No.
Okay, are you more interested in the pony cocks?
No.
The horse?
No.
Okay, will somebody be there to sign to receive this? We've already got the funds. We just need to make confirmation.
Right.
Well, who am I speaking with? I don't want to share any information. No.
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 No. No. I like this premise of...
You just got to work
it in. The online order.
Yeah, the online order always works. Well, the online order, or if you start talking about money, people just, they just want to make sure
Yeah, that credit they're not going to get charged. Used, yeah.
Well, there was the one guy, one of my favorite ones, when I was like, we've charged you for, or there's charges on your card. And he's like, I lost my debit card yesterday. That was fucking
amazing.
Yeah.
He ordered the horse cocks.
Definitely horse cock order. Okay, so the last number I called was the 369, which was, let me scroll up here. Yeah, you just gotta find something that works. It only took us, took us 3 hours, but we figured it out. William H. Agnew, Morecambe, England. Horse.
Horse cat.
Or just horse. We used to do the pony thing. Hello? William, Miss Agnew? This is Agnew, 3 Clifton Drive?
This is
Mr. Westwood calling. I'm calling to make sure you're ready to receive the order. Hello, Mom.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm calling about the horse dicks, the horse cocks, the delivery.
You've got the wrong name, the wrong address.
No. Excuse me. Let me make sure.
Sure.
Jesus Christ, woman.
She's impatient.
Yeah. She doesn't want to listen to what I have to say. It's typical of a woman. Maybe if I speak into the microphone.
Hello,
are you there?
Yes, what's this about?
Miss Agnew, is this correct? 3 Crifton Drive, Morecambe, England?
Yes.
Okay, so you said before I had the wrong information. Do I have the right information now? Are you there?
There won't be a minute. Somebody on the phone.
Just a second. Is there a man that I can speak with about this information? This is men's business, not for women's ears.
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, well maybe I'll just tell you anyway. We have a delivery of 24 horse cocks, big dicks, with 3 free pony cocks.
I don't know what you're talking about. You must have got the wrong name.
No. You're
well, I don't, William. I'm not interested.
William. No. William ordered 24 horse cocks.
Sorry, I was on mute.
No, that was fucking awesome. Alright. Now we're fucking rolling here. William Briggs. Oh shit, she's still on the line. Fucking bitch. God, I need to figure out that. I had the Skype premium and then that credit card, like. Alright, 65323. Hello? This is Briggs?
65323.
Oh, hello. Is William available?
Who is this?
This is Mr. Westwood calling.
From where?
From the United States of America, the greatest country. We're calling about our Black Friday sales event.
Sorry, but Mr. Briggs died 2 years ago.
Oh, that is awful, ma'am. I'm very sorry to hear. We will try back at a different time.
Would you be... Oh, hang on. Call it back again.
No, I won't.
Lying.
I don't care.
She'd be lying.
Do you remember when we called that Scottish woman and you made her cry?
Yeah.
On Christmas?
This is different.
No.
We can sell her a Ouija board or something.
I'll let you do it, but swear to God. You're like, I just called to wish him a Merry Christmas. And she's like, yeah, he died 4 years ago.
Burst into tears. And she's like, it was cancer. There's nothing funny about cancer. Oh God!
Oh fuck me!
I felt so bad.
Oh God damn! Oh yeah, that. Well, see, I'm so much better in the winter time because the summertime for me is crazy to make money because it's bright and sunny outside and I can sell more Bibles, you know, door to door. So it just makes for better work. Alright then.
Does she want a psychic reading?
Let's try, yeah, we'll, here, I'll let you, we'll go back to the William Briggs and you can give her a go. Do you see her there? 5 Ashford, Clough, Lancaster?
Yes.
What's with the postcode? I never understand that. My order are all digits. Are yours alphanumeric, or are they?
Yeah, 4 numbers.
Okay.
Hi, this is John calling. I'm just wondering if you'd be interested in our Black Friday sale of Ouija boards. They're perfect for contacting late husbands.
I beg your pardon?
We have a sale on Ouija boards. 50% off Ouija for Black
boards?
Friday.
No, thank you.
They're perfect for contacting...
Ouija boards? No, thank you.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Horse. We Would you be interested in a horse?
Horse. Some cat's milk.
Oh, okay. William Clayton. I think I've called him before.
Horse milk.
Yeah, some guys are talking about mule cock is also another one in the chat, I'm seeing in the chat.
Chase from house.
William Clayton to Usher's Meadow. It's actually cold in my closet. I'm not kidding when I say I'm in my closet and I think I'm actually going to make this my permanent...
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is that William Clayton?
It is.
Yeah, how you going? We're just calling to confirm your order of 3 liters of horse milk. It's going to be delivered on Monday to 2 Usher's Meadow, Lancaster.
Well, it won't be received. I've not ordered any horse milk or anything.
Yeah, so it's already been processed on your credit card. We've debited the $53. We just need to make sure that someone's going to be home on Monday or Tuesday to sign
for it. There'll be nobody home on Monday or Tuesday or any day. I'm not accepting anything.
Well, are we able to leave it on your doorstep?
Nope.
Horse.
It is refrigerated. Now, this is milk fresh from a mare.
It doesn't matter. It'll be delivered to the police for investigation.
No. Don't be silly. I'm sure the police aren't interested in horse milk.
Accepting none of this rubbish.
Well, you've paid for the horse milk.
If you've taken money out of my account, I'll prosecute you.
You will not prostitute me. You will not prostitute. Now, I will make sure this order arrives on Monday, and you need to be there to sign for your horse milk.
Well, I'm not accepting it, and I'm going to report this to the police.
What are the police going to do with the horse milk? Don't be silly.
They're going to trace your call.
You're going to accept the horse milk on Monday, you're going to sign for it, and then you will drink it.
It will be
a delicious treat.
Well, I will not have it.
Mr. William Clayton.
Goodbye.
Say, yummy, yummy, horse milk. All right.
Try for the male horse milk. That's funnier. All right, that was Clayton. This is William Crumley. All right, I'll have a go with the horse milk.
Yeah. The horse cock seems to get more of a reaction.
Yeah, either way. 3 hours in, we're hitting our stride. That's usually how it goes.
Hello?
Hello. Is this William Crumley residence?
No.
No? This is Mrs. Crumley?
Yes.
Oh, so is 2 Kempton Road, Lancaster, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're calling about the order of the horse milk to be delivered. The horse milk to be delivered to your residence on Monday. We just need to make sure the payment has already been received, and we just want to make sure somebody's going to be there to sign on Monday or Tuesday.
Hang on a minute. I'm not sure what's being delivered. I'll pass it to my husband.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Be back.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, mate. Just a sec.
On this one?
Let me check. Yep, says we're on air, always. Alright. Sorry about that, guys. Alright, sorry about that. Alright then, I got your message here on the Skype machines. Let's do this. Yeah, so my oldest child was streaming Netflix, because it's 8 a.m., that's what time they get up on a day off.
Oh, they're watching Horsey Cat.
Yeah, well, it was Barbie Cat, actually. Barbie Machines. So, let's regroup here. I'm at 11 a.m. On the machines here. We're much more dick and fart jokes, I think. You know, on this end of the madhouse spectrum, you know. We're not that clever. We just like to talk about dicks and farts and horse cock. So, what you're listening to right now is the, Madhouse Live 24-hour prank call marathon. Myself, Dirty Aaron, also known as Brent Westwood, and my cousin, Bruce Southwood, from Down Under.
Down Under.
are on the stream right now. Check us out at madhouselive.com for that. RBCP is coming up really soon, in about 40 minutes. Check me out at BrentWestwood.com. I know I've been lax and low on the putting out podcasts and new material, but I got a load in the pipe, so to speak, and I'm just gonna, it's all gonna be unedited and raw. I'm just gonna release nearly all of it within probably by, you know, mid-January, have all that stuff out. So, ran into a little bit of bandwidth issues, and we had some early technical issues, which is typical for my show for the first 15 minutes. So now we're up and going again. We've called Scotland, we've called England, we've called America, we've called, now we're on a, we're trying to sell horse cocks to the Brits right about now. So I'm back rolling again. Let's see if I can, where's the RBCP? He must have just woken up. Let's send him a message. Oh, now my emails are coming in. Okay. Let's go back to the Skype chat. Sorry, I was on, we were on a roll and got ruined by the fucking bandwidth. That's how it happens. The internet ruined us. So the last call was 3135. And I believe that was William Crumley. This is William Fudge. Oh, and he's got the, he's gonna answer with 6567. He sounds like he's definitely interested in the fudge packing.
Welcome to mail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please.
He's busy. William Fullerton.
Oh, this guy's name, yeah, Willie Fudge.
Hello.
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 Hello, this is William Fullerton.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad to speak with you, sir. This is Mr. Brent Westwood calling to make delivery confirmation. Will you be available Monday to receive the delivery?
What's the delivery?
It's the order you placed for the horse milk with the complimentary horse cock.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, the payment has already been received from you, sir, but we will be sending it out straight away.
Just tell me again what it is.
It's 1 gallon of male horse milk. Horse milk. No. And one free...
I don't know anything about that. You're the wrong person.
No. I have you here, William Fullerton, 6 Ashford, Lancaster, LA15BA. Is that you, sir?
Yeah, and where's this coming from?
This is coming, well, I'm based in Dearborn, Michigan, but the order comes out of Western Australia. It's drop shipped for, it's a 1 gallon of fresh male horse milk.
He wasn't having any of it.
I'll see if I can get him to enter in the code into the phone. I like getting him to punch numbers in the phone, which is funny. It's funny to me.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Fullerton. If you would like to cancel the order, you need to enter the code.
No, just bugger off.
No,
you?
I can't.
What a crap.
No, 1 gallon of male horse milk. Sir. Horse. Just fuck off. I think he said.
Yeah, I think he said call me back.
Yeah, no, that's what I heard. I heard you want to call back. Not connecting. Okay. William Newton. Here we go. You want to have a go with this one?
Yeah. Where are we? William
Newton.
Newton.
Hello?
Hi, how you going? My name's Brad. I'm just calling about the order that we're delivering on Monday, and I just wanted to make sure someone will be home to sign for the order you placed.
When are they coming on Monday?
Approximately between 10 and 3. You just need someone to sign for it. I've got the order there, being made by William Newton, going to 198 Torres Home Road.
Yep. So between 10 and 3.
Yeah, if someone could be home between that time. It's, it is a large box, so.
Fine, yes.
I don't know if you've got someone there to carry it in, but, our courier will have a trolley that they'll be able to bring it up to the door.
Fine. That's fine.
Unload it. Yeah, so.
That's lovely,
Yeah, so it's a full carton of 32 horse cocks. And we've 32 horse cocks. We've already phalluses, rubber horse penises. They're like adult toy. We've had
you
them.
Are joking.
No, they've all been paid for by William's credit card. Grand total of $1,200.
Hang on. Will you wait a minute? And let me just, I'll bring him to talk to you.
William did order the express postage on these.
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Western Australia. They're actually getting shipped out directly.
But that's ridiculous.
He put his order through on horsecocks.com.au.
A big package on Monday and a penises. From Australia.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, William. This is Brad here. I'm just calling from the shipping department. We're just confirming that the shipment's been made and that we'll need someone to sign for your delivery on Monday. The 32 horse penises will be arriving. And we hope that's your satisfaction. We gladly would love to hear your feedback once you've used the product. We've already processed it.
We're not receiving anything on Monday, thank you.
We've already processed the payment on your credit card, sir. So if you've got a problem with the product, you will have to return it.
We're not returning anything. I'll cancel the payment on the card and gain it back as a fraud.
No, no, it's not fraud, sir. You've placed the order.
What is your name?
My name is Bradley.
And who are you working for?
Horsecocks.com.au. They're adult toys, sir. You've placed an order for 32 of them.
We have not placed any such order.
I've got it down here. It says William Newton, 198 Torres Home Road. And we've charged your credit card because you've placed this order. And we delivered on Monday.
Yes. We have not placed any order. This is a fraudulent deal.
Listen, I understand if you're embarrassed. Because your wife answered the phone. But no need to be embarrassed, sir. It's a discreet box that it comes in. She will not know that they are the horse penises when they arrive.
I want nothing to do with it. I did not order it, and I will not.
Would you like to speak to my supervisor?
Yeah, I will not pay for it, and I don't want it delivered.
Would you like to speak to my supervisor so you may cancel the order?
All right, if you like.
Please put you through. Friend, please take a call.
Yes, hello. This is Mr. Westwood calling.
Hello.
Hello, I just called to make sure, do we need an English translator for this call?
I've just had a call from you to say that you're going to deliver a box of material that we ordered and for which you have taken the money.
Okay.
Now, we have not ordered anything from you.
So...
It's a fraudulent claim.
No, well, here's the problem, sir, is that in our business of selling male horse milk, and horse dildos.
Well, I'm afraid we have no desire for any horse milk, thank you, and we don't want it delivering.
Okay, I understand, sir, but we've heard that, you know, sometimes in this situation we have an order and the people are embarrassed or they're regretting the order, and if that's the case, we can go ahead and cancel it for you, sir. You know, you made the order of the horse cocks and the horse milk. And the two free pony cocks, and we can go ahead and take them off.
Nothing to do with that. You can cancel the order.
Okay.
And I shall certainly be canceling any payment that's been taken from our account.
That's fine, sir. I understand. Okay. What has happened is we had a Black Friday sale for buy one, get one free horse cocks and male horse milk. Horse milk.
Yeah, horse milk, yeah.
Yes, and
no interest in it at all. We did not order it. It's the first I've ever heard of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like you, as you suggest, to cancel the order, and I will cancel any payment that has been taken.
So, so far we're on the same page. So, we just need to make sure that you're going to be able to make a recorded statement about canceling the order and then enter in the code into the phone. Are you prepared for that?
No, I'm not prepared to do anything. I am telling you, I have not made any order.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, then these are...
I can't cancel an order which I have not made. I hope you're recording that.
Oh, I understand, sir, but...
Any order off you, and we have therefore no order to cancel. You are wisest to cancel the order yourself because you've been misled by a fraudulent order.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. Even if that is the case, we don't deal directly with the banks. What we need... Well, I
think I've told you all I need to know. I'll cancel any payment that's coming to you. Okay?
I understand your logic, sir, but we just need to enter in the code. Sir.
That guy. Didn't appreciate the horse cocks.
No, he didn't like the horse milk. The male horse milk. 1 gallon of male horse milk. All right. Oh, fuck, I ran out of water. I have more water out here. I can see it from here. Shit.
I just like how the wife goes up to me. There's a man on the phone calling about the delivery of penises.
Love it. Alright. Here we go. That was... Which one was that? Newton or Pennington? That was Newton, wasn't it?
Newton.
Yeah, alright. This is working out well. I'm glad we found something that will keeps people on the line, you know, because you're talking about the money. And then they'll say horse cock or horse milk as many times as you ask. I'm more on the horse theme. Hello.
Hello.
This is the Pennington residence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm calling to make sure that we're going to be able to make the delivery on Monday or Tuesday next week.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, it's the delivery of the horse items. The horse items.
No, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong Penningtons.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
No. 2 West Drive, Lancaster, England.
Phil, do you know anything about some horse items being delivered?
Horse items.
Robert, who? 2 West Drive. Oh, it's nothing to do with us.
Oh, okay. Well, we have here is an order for, 1 gallon of male horse milk. And one case.
No,
it's from the horse, not for the horse. And then 2 cases. It was buy one, get one free, for the American Black Friday sale for 24 horse cocks.
What are you talking about?
It's horse cock.
I don't care what it is. You're the
credit card's already been charged.
Hello. Shit. She sounds like she's going to get upset really fast.
She has to know she's been charged, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Bill and Joan. They're not available at the moment, please.
Oh, Bill. Bill's not going to answer. He's a fuck. All right. That was the Penningtons. And this is Quigley. And actually, that might be it for my... I'm going to have to recheck my... list here.
Willie Quigley.
Yeah. Oh, we got a bunch of McDonald's in Hawaii. We can call them. Horse.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mr. Quigley? William Quigley?
Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Mr. Westwood calling. We're calling for a delivery confirmation. Are you going to be available to sign for the delivery Monday or Tuesday to 3 Heathfoot Drive, Morecambe, LA?
What?
It is the items you ordered online, sir, for the horse milk and the horse cock.
For the what?
The horse milk, the male fresh pumped horse milk, and the horse.
I haven't ordered anything.
And the horse cock. You've already been charged for these items, sir, and the delivery will be Monday or Tuesday.
Where are you ordered from?
It's from horsefuckers.com, sir. We're having a Black Friday sale.
No, it isn't. I haven't ordered anything.
Yes, sir. We have it delivered. It is 12.
Sorry, you're ringing the wrong person. Oh. You've got the wrong information. I haven't ordered anything.
Right. Well, here's the problem, sir, is that we're having an order of, it's a buy six, get, you know, buy one, get one free. We have an order of 12 11-inch horse cock coming to your door. And one.
No, why do you fuck up? I've nothing ordered, so don't bother ringing again.
We're being charged, sir. I'm sorry. Unless you know the confirmation code, you can cancel.
I haven't even made an order, so you promise to try to deliver something because I haven't ordered anything.
Well, I mean, it's already ready to go. We just need to make sure somebody. When was it ordered? It was ordered yesterday. The Black Friday American sale.
No, it wasn't, because I wasn't even on a computer yesterday to order it, so there you are.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, sir. Maybe in our business of selling horse cocks, we have people that sometimes regret their...
Oh, you fuck off.
We have some people... We're in the business of cock, sir.
Some people regret it.
Immediately after. Fucking A.
So he's like, oh God, why did I order that horse cock? 32 of them.
32 horse cock. Why? I don't have that many.
31.
Oh fuck. That is hilarious to me. Okay. God, we need some more. Let's see. Oh, fucking Iran. What time is it in Iran? Oh, here's some more. It's too early in Australia. What do we got here? Ooh, here we are. More English people. Fucking awesome. Oh, this is California Indian. Oh, okay, we can do that. Just wonder if it's open though, huh? Indian restaurant.
California.
I got a bunch here. Here, I got some more English numbers here. Mark Westworth, my cousin, Mark Westworth. Okay. Alright.
Yeah, Billman says that you should work for, like, quarantine and say that you're holding the package.
Oh, right. Because it's a biohazard?
Yeah, biohazard horse cock.
Okay, I just sent you some of the I just put the numbers in a Skype message to you, because it's easier to do that than do them in a Skype chat between us, because otherwise I lose track.
Yep.
Okay. And, okay, this is Dr. Frank Foster. Maybe we can get the thing out here. Maybe he, yeah. What is it? Shame after sex? Regret after sex?
Hello?
Hello. How are you today? This is Mr. Westwood calling for the delivery confirmation.
Sorry.
For Foster? Is that correct?
Yep.
32 Prospect Drive? We just want to make sure somebody's there to pick up the package. It can't be left on the porch.
Yeah, there's somebody here. Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Well, yeah, the good doctor ordered 1 gallon of male horse milk and 12...
1 gallon of what?
Huh? Male...
Just hang.
Male horse milk and...
I don't...
12...
No, no.
12, 11 inch... 12, 1 meter horse cock.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mr. Foster? Dr. Foster?
Yeah.
Hello, nice to speak with you this morning, sir. This is Mr. Westwood calling.
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, Mr. Westwood?
Yeah, I don't know you, I don't think.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm from the delivery service.
Which delivery service?
Well, the delivery service for the order you placed for the horse milk and the horse cock.
No, nothing to do with me.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I have the order here for 32 Prospect Drive. Is that you, sir?
No, we live there, but I haven't ordered. Who is the order from?
Well, it's from horsefucker.com. It's from
who?
A horsefucker.com. It has to do with, sexual relations with animals and, horsecock. Horsecock. Horse.
It's all nonsense. Goodbye.
Okay. Hello. Sir. Oh, man.
Doctor.
Maybe we can get the anatomy explanation of if I can have him break down for me how someone can fit that in there.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mrs. Foster? Hello. All right. Fucking A, man. That last little bit flies by when you got shit. You got people answering to talk to.
Yeah, well, how long's it been going for now? 3 hours 20.
Yeah, well, a little longer. I mean, yeah. Well, right, yeah, because I kind of started a little late, but I mean, I'm giving it up to the RBCP in about 15 minutes.
Oh.
So, really, you sound a little tired, mate.
Yeah, it's almost 4 a.m.
Holy shit. Wow, that's how committed Tristan is to the Brent Westwood show. I never doubted your commitment, sir, because your internet science is amazing.
Yeah, I'm an internet scientist.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, well,
I'm off asleep.
Yeah, let's go to. I can talk to the Skype machine. Well, you know, if you wanna, let's do this. Let me see if I can get. I'm gonna call I'm gonna call Brad. See if he'll answer. Do a little transition into his show. Maybe him and I can make a call together and you can go to sleep.
Yeah, you can order some more horse cocks.
Yeah.
Horse?
I don't think RBCP is really into the horse cocks as much as the rest of us. You know, he's probably feeding his children cereal, which is probably what I should be doing now, but I'm not. Answer the fucking phone, dickhead. Okay. Well, he's not connecting. I can move on to something else. Here we are. That was Dr. Foster. This is Mr. Frank Turton. Oh, my tummy's starting to hurt. I need to get some more food.
Got answered saying what?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Mr. Westwood calling for Mr. Turton. Mr. Turton?
No, he's not in at the moment. Okay.
Well, we just need to make sure that someone's going to be able to pick up the delivery that we're sending to him.
I'll tell him. Okay.
Okay, and it's for 12 male horse cocks, 1 meter in length.
Okay, it's gone very faint. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. He wanted to order... Hello? Hello?
Hello? He wanted the horse cock.
I'm gotten very... Did he say he was getting faint?
I think he said he couldn't hear. I don't know.
He's old.
He's old, yeah.
That happens. All right, this is Mark Batheson, also in Lancaster. Oh, that's a great idea. I should just call KDK.
He'd be up for the horse cock.
Yeah. Let's go to my contact list. There's a few. Let's see here.
All these people in the chat are wanting you to sell mail order babies.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's believable. Then again, horse cocks are probably not believable either.
Well, you'd be surprised. I want to leave a voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hey, Brunt.
It's not a film. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello, this is Mr. Westwood calling, calling for delivery confirmation of your 1 gallon of male horse milk, to be freshly delivered to your front door, and also 1 box of 12-inch, male horse cock. Horse! Okay. I just left that voicemail on KDK's cell phone. I talked to him a few months ago. He wouldn't make a prank call with me. I invited him to join me, and he was being all grouchy about it. So
I don't think he makes prank calls much anymore.
That's what I understand. So I wanted to try and give him an opportunity to join
maybe
in.
Maybe he would have gone on cam with you or something.
On cam, right? Well, and see his stabbed
chat
face.
Chat.
Okay. All right. Checking out all my information's machines. Are you ready? Yeah, we got about 10 more minutes of show left here, you know, until, Brad takes over, and then I gotta go to work. So, that's gonna be awesome. My little tummy tum hurts. I already pooped today.
But too much pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I had a small piece, cause I didn't, you know, I wasn't trying to force out the poop. But, it happened anyway. So
well, I got a few more English numbers you can.
Oh no, I still have a ton that I sent you there, so we can keep going.
Yeah, we'll bang out a few.
All right, hold on. This is one number. We got to call. This is a number from then. It's a gorilla. It's a number. It's an American number that was sent to me, and I have to call it.
Yam bags.
Hello.
Hello. Is this a gorilla?
This is a gorilla.
Oh, hello. Nice to speak with you. My name is Mr. Westwood. I'm calling to deliver your order confirmations and make sure somebody's going to be available on Monday or Tuesday to receive them.
Monday or Tuesday to receive order confirmations for?
For 1 gallon of male horse milk.
What?
1 gallon of male horse milk. Freshly,
I don't think so.
Freshly pumped, and then it
really?
Come with 1 free pony cock and 12 one.
That's awesome! I can't wait to get it.
Really?
Really?
I haven't had a customer this excited in a while. Excuse me, please. The other thing we're sending you is 12 1-foot-long male horse cocks that are 3 inches wide. Is she still there?
No, she's gone. She was pretty excited.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, my closet opened. I guess I'm...
She's a gorilla.
Yeah, a gorilla called. All right. Okay. So, yeah, I guess they can hear me outside of my closet.
I just yeah, you kids.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
Why are you in here?
Daddy, why are you talking about horse cock? I just imagine this, the woman answering the phone wearing a gorilla costume. Excited about the horse cocks.
Yeah, that's funny. Alright, I might need to go really soon.
That's alright. I'll do one British one if you've got it.
Okay.
If they answer, then that's probably it for me.
Where is the... There he is. Okay, well, I'm going to call him now. We'll do a nice little transition thing here. It'll be nice. We'll hand over if he's going to answer the phone. All right, we'll go to... Let's see here. Hello? If he's going to answer the phone. All right. Oh, hey. Oh, we're on the stream. Hello?
Hello.
If he's going to answer the phone. All right. Oh, hey. Oh, we're on the stream.
You can hear yourself.
Yeah, I'm sounding pretty good. I'm kind of bassy. Answer the phone. All right.
Oh, yeah.
On the stream? You can hear. Oh, that's nice. That's
sorry.
Thanks, Brad. Hey.
Smell.
I'd like to extend a special thank you to you and Stacy for allowing me to take the early shift so I can contribute.
Oh, sure, yeah, anytime.
Because I have a job, you know, that I have to go to.
You have to do 6 hours, though. We're not going on.
Shut up. I think Tristan is about ready to fall asleep with his microphone up his ass, so.
Oh, it's getting there.
All right, so Tristan's going to do one more horse cock delivery, sounds like. And then
I've been enjoying those. I've been listening for 2 hours now.
Oh, really? You like it?
Yeah.
I'm glad. That was Mark Lister, I believe. We'll go. Oh, Mark Westworth. He's my cousin. Do you see that one, Tristan? 27 Burlington Avenue. It's in your chat. It'd be in the.
Yep.
All right, you there. All right, here we go.
Can't go wrong with horse cock.
Never.
Oh, yam bags.
No.
Who here has large yam bags?
Not me.
Mine were pretty big.
Oh, what's happening with that number? It's not connecting.
Mine are huge, but, you know, after 40 years, gravity takes its toll.
It really does. Okay, the 420. Okay, Mark Lister. We'll just...
More like yam sags.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Westworth?
This is, shit.
Kevin White?
Hello?
Hello, is Kevin there?
Hello?
Lister.
Hello?
Lister.
Lister. Is there Lister there, please?
I'm sorry, who's speaking, please?
Yes, this is, Frank. I'm just calling about the delivery that we're going to be, delivering on Monday. I just want to make sure someone's going to be there to sign for it.
At what time? When?
Approximately between 10 and 3. If someone would be there, that'd be fantastic. It's quite a large box. On Monday, we're looking to deliver it, but it's quite a large delivery. So I was just wondering if you've got someone there to carry it in, possibly a strong man.
Sorry?
We're calling from the internet. Basically, we've had an order put through, from Mark Lister, 72 Greaves Road, Lancaster.
Yeah, that's correct.
$100 worth of horse related products. He's ordered the horse lubricant, the horse dildo, and the horse vibrator.
Who am I speaking to, please?
Yeah, this is Frank. As I said, I'm calling from dispatch, and basically we've already charged the order that Mark placed yesterday, and it's already been dispatched, but we're looking to make delivery on Monday, if possible. No, someone's there to sign for it.
Sorry, who is this? Who am I talking to?
As I said, this is Frank from dispatch. And basically, okay. Confirm that you'll be there on Monday to receive the horse cock. Would you like that delivered to your vagina?
I don't think she's buying it.
Alright. A lot of them did.
Alright.
Hi, Zyklon. Tell me a joke about niggers.
don't you call them abos down there?
God.
Oh, shit. Brad, you want to make a horse cock call, and then I'll turn it over to you after that?
I guess.
Okay, awesome. This will be Kevin White. Here I'll send you the information here, and you're there, his address and shit.
Okay.
And then after that, I gotta go. I'm just gonna hang up the stream and then it's all good.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Kevin White.
Speaking.
Hello, this is Craig from Horsecock Delivery Machines. I'm just calling to confirm a delivery, and we needed to make sure you're going to be there in about, I guess, tomorrow morning.
Delivery of what?
It's for the horse-related products.
Horse-related products?
Yeah, it's going to be quite a large crate. It's going to be a big wooden crate.
You might have the wrong address, matey.
Oh, it is.
Hold on.
8 Story Avenue in Lancaster?
Yeah, it is. Mark!
No worries. We have the right address.
Come on! Have you ordered anything by post?
No.
Don't know what you're talking about. Nobody's ordered anything here.
Well, the name on the delivery is Kevin White.
Right, and what actually is it?
Let me look at the invoice here. It's 32 horse cocks.
32 horse cocks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, with it. No, I don't know what you're talking about, mate. I've not ordered or paid for anything.
Oh, no, it's been paid for.
Someone's got it mixed up.
No, it's been paid for already. It has your name and 8 Story Avenue in Lancaster.
It's been paid for already. What? How much has been paid on it?
It shows here the, let me see, it's, £732.
£732 already been paid?
Yeah.
No, you got the wrong, somehow, mate, it's wrong because, you've got the address wrong somewhere. I've not ordered anything and I've definitely not paid £700. What account did that come out of?
Oh, I can't, it doesn't show me that.
Right, well, I've no idea what you're talking about. I think you better go back and check because,
It's on the way.
It's to do with horses.
Yeah, horse cocks. 32 horse cocks. And it's on the mail. It's gonna be there tomorrow morning.
It'll be sent back by me because I'm not accepting it because I've not ordered it.
Okay, well, you're
gonna... I live on a little state. We have nothing to do with horses whatsoever.
You're going to have to pay for the shipping to send it back, because most of that...
I am not paying, matey, for anything, because I've not ordered it, therefore I'm not paying anything.
Well, we're not going to pay for you to send them back. You've already paid for these.
I've not paid for them. How many times do you need telling? Well, I don't have anything to do with horses. I'm a pensioner, and I couldn't afford to spend £700 on anything.
I remember your voice, so I know it's you that ordered it.
You
last
don't
week.
Remember my voice at all, because I've not ordered anything, so don't start that carry-on, all right? Now, you better come and tell me what account it's been paid out of, because I've not spent £700. When was that paid?
You gave your credit card number, so it's definitely...
I don't have a credit card, mate.
Well, however,
I don't have a credit card in use at all. No credit card I've got is in use.
Well, then just be happy and enjoy your free horse cocks when they arrive tomorrow morning.
What is it? What did it do, this thing?
It's horse cocks. 32 horse cocks. You know the animal
horse? What are they used for?
That's none of my business. It's none of my business what you do with your horse cocks.
Well, I won't be accepting it, mate. It will not even be allowed in this house or on my property.
Well, so
you better get onto the shipper, whoever it is, and find out what's going on, because somebody is playing games. And if I get one more phone call from this, I'm gonna call the police and say I've been harassed, because I'm a pensioner, and I couldn't afford to pay £700 for anything. Secondly, I've not got a credit card that I use, so I don't use a credit card, so it can't be me.
Well, I don't know how they paid for it. I don't remember, because it was last week.
You just told me it was a credit card.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be there tomorrow morning. They're going
to. I don't care if it's coming here tomorrow or not. It'll be sent back. It won't even get off the truck, okay. Because I will not accept it.
No, he'll bring it off the truck, and then he'll ring the bell, and then...
He won't get it off the truck, and he won't ring the bell. Secondly, there'll probably be nobody in. And thirdly, I won't accept it.
You don't have to sign for it. He's just going to leave it on the front.
I don't want it. Don't play your games. And I've got a feeling this is a con. Give me your return phone call number.
I don't have to.
Have to give me a call number.
I don't have to do shit, motherfucker.
You what?
Why don't you go suck a dick?
Oh, you suck yours as well, mate. All right, you're a con merchant, and I'm now going to call the police and tell them I've been a rat.
Do it.
All right?
Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care. No, you don't. You're a fucking dirty, filthy con merchant.
Oh, yeah. All right, you're horse cocks. You're the
one. You're a scumbag, mate.
Yeah, I'm a scumbag. You're...
Well done.
Very nice.
All right, well, that's pretty much it for me. My 4 hours or whatever. So thanks for joining in me there right at the end there, RBCP.
You're welcome.
Also, thank you for the Mixler info last week. That helped out. And the numbers that went fucking nowhere. Those were awesome, too.
Anytime.
Can we call that guy back?
No, I gotta go. I've been on for 4 hours, so.
Come on, let's call him like 3 more times.
Well, here, you have his phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In your messages, so you can call him as many times as you want.
I don't have unlimited England calling stuff.
I don't either. I'm just paying Skype credit.
Oh, okay.
I just do straight up credit.
Fine.
It's only like 2.3 cents a minute, so it will cost you, I will mail 25 cents to you. It will cost me 41 cents to mail 25 cents to you.
Okay.
Just to make the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. So, Tristan.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging on the line. You're awesome.
Good night.
All right, good night. Get some sleep.
Get in the bed. All
right, later. All right, Zyklon, the Sambo lover. Nice to have you on. See you later.
You too.
All right. That's the end of that. RBCP is going to be taken over. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll hang up and I'll start stealing streams from you.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right. That's it for me. I'm just going to shut down the stream and then he's going to take over. Then I'm going to go to work and giggle all day long about horsecock. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Here we go. Be on. See you later.
You too.
All right. That's the end of that. RBCP is going to be taken over. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll hang up and I'll start stealing streams from you.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right. That's it for me. I'm just going to shut down the stream and then he's going to take over. Then I'm going to go to work and giggle all day long about horsecock. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Here we go.